Integrity Houston for good night number one.
We're listening to some nice soothing music up here, and we are ready for good night number one.
Love to hear it. Just a couple of things. We did normalize OE2, so that's back in nominal config. And the next, letting you know, we did adjust the cabin fan speed. You probably felt it. And we took the ARS back to awake. We did have one question just for data collection purposes. When you've asked us for the fan speed changes, you know, originally it was for temperature. Since then, have airflow or noise also factored into these requests?
I would say both. This cabin is, there's probably a lot of meetings going on, but this cabin is much more comfortable with these fan settings, both from the way it feels like it distributes air more evenly because it's not just a windstorm on one side and quiescent ops on the other. It just feels more comfortable across. The temperature feels more consistent across the cabin. It is much more comfortable to live at this fan speed. So overall, for us, this is a far, far preferable configuration.
Copy. Thanks for the additional data. And then we had a follow-on question for Ecom, which is the increased fan speed that you requested following exercise this morning. Is that something that you'd like us to put in place for all exercise going forward?
I would say just increase the fan speed for exercise and then just run the nominal and then we'll let you know. But we did need a little more circulation this morning.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the feedback. We'll implement that going forward. And with that, I will bid you good night, at least the first time.
Thank you very much. And just confirm secondary dump is go for the night.
Affirm, go to dump for the night.
Okay, great. Thanks, Tess. We'll talk to you in a couple. Houston Integrity for PCD 1.
Go ahead.
Are you all remoted into that? I just got a micro SD D drive failure, and then I saw a bunch of windows open and then close on my PCD like someone was trying to troubleshoot it. I just want to go hands off if you need it. Otherwise, I'll just assume it was a hiccup, and maybe I need to reseat that micro SD card again.
Reed, we were not on that PCD. We are good with your plan to reseat that SD card, and if you have any other issues, we are standing by to help.
Okay, great. I know everybody already knows my password, so my PIN code, so that's great. That was awesome. Okay, thanks a lot, Tess. We'll call you in a couple.
All sounds good. Good night, number two. Integrity Houston for a quid check.
Go ahead, Tess.
Hey, Reed, we are seeing one of four temperature sensors diverge on the SM aux helium temperature. We think this is a sensor issue. We've got three good ones. The fourth one is just walking off. But the caution warning associated with that would potentially enunciate in about 2 hours at the current sensor walk-off rate. We think the quid is suppressed. We commanded it that way, but our tool is showing it enabled. I wanted to give you the quid so that you can verify that it's suppressed so we don't ring an erroneous caution warning on you in about 2 hours.
I think we checked this one the other day, but go ahead with the quid. I'm ready.
All right, that's 2131.
2131 on board is for message caution prop SM aux helium tank T4 high. The command state is suppressed. Threshold 1 is plus 89.6.
Fantastic. Thanks for checking, and I'm glad we're not going to wake you up with that one.
Yeah, no problem. And just to be sure, this has been like a linear walk-off, right? Because T4 has been trending up the entire mission, but no changes, correct? Just a constant trend upward?
Checking.
Nah, that's okay. I'm pretty sure we're familiar with this one, so no need.
And Reed, your memory is good. We had previously talked about this one, but because it was erratic, and now we're seeing a linear trend, so we're just protecting for that.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and good night, number three.
I think we might have hit the limit tonight. We'll see. Time will tell. Good night.
Spill. Chris on two for ELC3.
With you on two, Chris.
Hey, I am looking for this 1006 multi-port adapter that this USB Blu-ray is plugged into, and I am not seeing it in the vicinity of Columbus Aft 1. Do you have a location for it? I see a multiport not too far nearby, but that's 1012, and nothing is plugged into that multiport.
We copy all, Chris, and we are checking. Stand by.
Okay, thank you.
And Chris, Huntsville back with you on 2.
Chris is listening on 2.
We think you may be able to trace your way to that multiport serial USB serial adapter. There should be some cables coming off of the Express Rack 10 Bravo, which is at Cole Overhead 2. There's some cables connected to the Foxtrot 2 location, possibly labeled bus box or SSTCM. And these cables are likely blue and should be able to trace them from the rack to that multi-port serial adapter box.
Copy. So call Foxtrot 2 looking for some blue cables. I think I see those. Bus box and DSS-PCM. I will trace those guys back and see where those go.
Copy that, Chris.
Bill, Chris on 2. Thanks for that. I found it. It just looks differently than what I was expecting. So I've got it, and I will plug it into ELC3 momentarily.
Good news, Chris. Thank you.
That USB cable is plugged into ELC3. Let me know if there's anything else you need to do on it. Thank you.
And we appreciate your help, Chris. This will help us with our troubleshooting. Thank you.
Very welcome. Thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for Ann Ralph, though.
She's with you.
Michael, we were thinking that we would take the Node 3 port endcode items, and instead of going to Node 1 and the airlock, we were actually just going to temp stow everything in PMM, since Jack and I have this continuous block, and then we're just putting everything back. We just wanted to double-check with you on that plan and make sure there wasn't something important or big we needed to get out of PMM for a later activity before we did that.
Chicken.
Michael, to tack on to that, Jack, we see the AGA batteries. We do need to come out of PMM for Sophie's activity later, so Jack's going to get those.
Copy on the AGA batteries.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and Stowage.
Go ahead.
Okay, if you take a look on your stow track step, 31 has you shuffle some items in and out of PMM. Our only concern with the temp stow in PMM is just managing that. If you think that's manageable, then we don't have any issues with you temp stowing in PMM.
Okay, we will take a look at step 31. Thanks for that heads up.
Houston, Chris on 2 with an AirPods question.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I'm working step 4.02 of my stow track. I left a rather long crew note with some info, but long story short, I didn't find any sets that were missing a left earpiece. However, I did find two sets that were missing a right earpiece, so there was one loose right earpiece in that bag, and there was also a loose right earpiece that we found a couple days ago that's on lab port 6, and I guess I haven't used AirPods all that much before. I was going to go Google this, but I figured maybe you guys could do it more efficiently or somebody might know. Is there a good way to figure out, like, which missing right earpiece goes with which set, or does it matter? Because I figured it'd be nice to reunite the ones that are missing a right AirPod with, to make full sets.
Hey, Chris, that's a good question. We are checking in on it. Station Houston on 2 for Chris and AirPods is Dobich.
This is with the
MT. Okay, first item, we did let Jessica know that they could put some items in PMM for their stow track. I did want to flag to your attention that you'll have some steps in PMM as well. You may want to look ahead at steps 6, 7, and 9 and just think about how you want to manage that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, so I do have some PMM stowage. I was planning on just temp stowing all those things for now and doing a big PMM trip at the end of my task, so I think I should be able to work that in with their Node 3 endcone stowage.
Perfect. We figured you had that in control. The next item for the AirPods, what we found is if you mix up AirPods, you can put it in the charging case, and if the case flashes white, you're compatible and good to go. If it flashes amber, then they're not synced. It's from a different set. If you find that they're both not synced, there are steps we can do to sync that. You can either poke around online or we'll get some help from Pluto on business hours.
Okay, yeah, cool. I figured that was one of those things that was probably a fixable problem if they weren't from a pair. I'll see if the two spare right ones we have, blink white, don't blink amber, and we'll go from there. And then there was a step to check for a missing left piece, but I didn't actually find that in the lost and found. But we have two missing right ones and two sets that are missing right ones, rights. So I'll see if those match. Thanks.
Copy. There is no missing left earpiece there, but it seems like we have complete sets now with the right ones.
Copy that. Yeah, I have a pretty long crew note, but there was also one of the sets of AirPods, not 100% certain, but I couldn't find it in that bag. That bag is quite a mess with lots of AirPod case-shaped items in it and lots of loose wires, but I think we're missing one set from in there, and I found one extra set that wasn't accounted for. I did have one extra question for you while I've got you on step 5.03. Is there supposed to be a Ziploc bag of Zeus fasteners inside that IVA toolkit, or I was going to make a new Ziploc bag just because this will totally get lost in that bag if I just put it sort of loose in there?
Copy the question on 5.03. We're checking. Chris, back with you on the Zeus fastener. Inside of that toolkit, there is a Zeus fastener maintenance kit, and we were looking to have you put it in there. If you can't find that, though, we are go for you to just put in a Ziploc inside of that kit.
Okay, I'll keep checking. Yeah, I didn't find one initially, but I wasn't sure it was in there. And yeah, it's whenever you have one of these bags that has like 80 different Ziploc bags in it, it's always a challenge if you don't know exactly what you're looking for. So that helps. I will look for it and see if I can find it.
Copies.
Sensation on 2 for NREL.
Hi, Jessica.
Well, we have a question on one of the items that's coming out of NREL, step 30.02, the Argus multi-payload carrier. The notes say that it's a bottom half of an empty cushion, and we found that item. It's definitely half of an empty cushion labeled Argus, but it is also capped on tape to a smaller cushion, which is also just a half cushion, but it's definitely a much smaller size. It does not match the Argus, but it's capped on tape. So we're just wondering if we should also be removing that. The only label on that smaller cushion is that it says trash after installation.
That's a good question. We are checking on that.
Sensation on 2 for NREL.
Go ahead.
One other note, I think you guys are tracking this because I know we reported it previously when we did the PMM reorg. The ISS Surveyor payload cushion does have something inside it, and it says it's like basically a plexiglass cover, and it says that it's the ISS Surveyor cover. I'm assuming that is supposed to be in the cushion.
And Jessica, that is the expected config with the item inside the cushion.
Okay, copy. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica at your convenience. I wanted to follow up with you on the Argus cushion. For that small cushion there, if you can just put another label on it that says like something like Argus small cushion in today's GMT date 98, then take a picture. We're going to do a little bit more research on what this is so we can make a future recommendation.
Copy. So for now, you don't want us to put it back in NREL. You want us to leave it out.
That's correct. Take it out with the main cushion there and carry it through to PMM at the time, and we will make a future recommendation on what's going to happen with this guy.
Hey, copy.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris at your convenience. XPWD answering.
Houston, station on 2 for Toka.
Hey, Chris, I just wanted to follow up with you from DPC. Letting you know that you can do your XPWD collect and initiate the TOCA activity, do the TOCA analysis initiation early if you'd like. Just keep in mind there is that duration constraint before you can do the TOCA closeout.
Sounds good. And looking at the way it was laid out, I'm assuming it seemed like there was an interval between taking the sample and running it in TOCA. I'm assuming that's because it's hot water, but I was wondering if I need to keep that interval the same.
Yes, let's keep that interval the same as well.
Okay, yep. As long as that's no problem, I'll plan on doing that one, doing all of those activities a bit early, just keeping the interval the same.
Read back.
And Houston, Christopher Timeline, I'm just looking at where I'm at with this lost and found. I mean, it's a ton of little small items going into difficult places, so I don't think I will be nearly through with this at the end of the time block. Just wanted to give you an update on that.
Okay, Chris, we copy.
Houston, Station 2 for Stowtrap Sec 6. This is not a Kynar bag. I'm assuming it doesn't have to be a Kynar bag, but it's just a plain Ziploc bag. Just wanted to double-check on that.
Houston copies the question. And Chris, no issues with that being a Ziploc bag. We'll get IMS updated for that.
Copy that. And then one more follow-up question on this. So this bag of, this bag in step six of what appears to be seat track items was in another larger Ziploc bag with a small Ziploc bag with a bunch of bolts in it. Do those go together, or is that for a I haven't been able to look through all the steps, but I wasn't sure if that bag of bolts is for a future step or not. I'll give you an image of what that looks like on the flat cam.
Okay, Chris, that is definitely just a bag of some bolts. Those are not C-Track items. Leave the bag of bolts in the lost and found, and we'll figure out what to do in the future.
Yep, they were all in one outer Ziploc bag together, and I didn't think they went together, but somebody put them together, and I wasn't sure why.
Good question. And today we shall separate them. Chris, we saw the handheld mic attack you, and we all agreed down here it was the mic's fault. Happy thumbs up.
Houston, we see the evil concussion. Let us know if there's anything we can do to help out.
Yeah, good morning. Sorry about that. You can go back to sleep. No action. Integrity, Houston. Sorry about that. You can go back to sleep.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mark.
Houston, station on 2 for lost and found.
Houston's with you, Chris.
In step 9.05 of the stow track, there was a plastic clip that was instructed to be trashed. I'm now going through all the other items. There's a bunch of other items in there that weren't on the list. And there's a bag with a bunch of things in it, but in that bag is also another one of those same plastic clips that I trashed in 9.05. Is that something I can go ahead and trash, or do you want me to keep that?
Okay, we see the clip, and we are checking. Station Houston on 2 for Chris and item.
This is with Yenti.
Is there any kind of label or anything on that bag of hardware?
Negative. It's an unlabeled bag of hardware. It's got a flex head combination wrench, like maybe 15 millimeters. It's got some sort of black plastic cap. It's got some sort of red plastic cap. It's got a nut with holes for lock wires in it, and like one of those, I guess it's like a white 3D printed like hemisphere. I've seen these like full things clipped on handrails before. I have no idea what they are. And also that black clip. It's in just a random used Ziploc bag.
Station on 2 for third one overhead floor panel. So I was trying to close. It's very challenging to close the node 1 overhead floor panel where I got the EDA tape to relabel this thing from NRALS. As I was closing this, I saw that one Ethernet cable was disconnected. I mean, there are a few that are disconnected in there, but this one was kind of surprisingly in the way, so I was wondering if you could check which one. So it says P51, the label on the Ethernet cable. It says P51. When I look closer inside this, all of the cables that are behind overhead floor panel, I see that at least two others are disconnected. So maybe that's expected. I just wanted to check with you.
Checking.
And the second comment, I would like that we work on the stowage of this. I know it has been mentioned several times in the stowage conference, but it is really reaching the limits, and it's actually overflowing, and it's not good for the hardware in there, I think. So we really need to declutter this thing. I have plenty of ideas. There are some CTVs, which are old models, all generation CDBs, which take more volume. That's newer generation CDBs, so just swapping to newer generation would decrease a little bit the volume. And also there are at least two CDBs that are almost empty, which just fill the volume in here. So yeah, I really would like us to work to find a solution, because every time we open and close this thing, it's really, really not good for the hardware, I think.
Okay, Sophie, first off, on the Ethernet cable, we'll have to check with specialists on the next shift. For now, don't worry about it. We've got the information you provided. And then for the overflowing location, ISO says that they are tracking that input. They just don't have a home for when they're going to try to clean that up.
Okay, that's good news. I'm just closing the panel, and once we have the answer for the Ethernet cable, I'll just close, and yeah, we'll see. I will reopen it if we have the information later.
Works. And Chris, back with you on the clip.
Yes, it is with you on too.
We are go to trust that clip, and then for the remaining items you listed off in there, just keep them in the lost and found. Copy, thumbs up.
There's a whole bunch of items, so I'm just going through and photographing them all, but I will keep those in lost and found, and I will trash that clip.
Thank you very much for the photos.
And Chris on two for lost and found.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, in the lid of that CTV, there was a loose Nikon battery. It's labeled D4 battery, serial number 10908. I was wondering if we know anything about this battery. Is it just randomly in there? Is it a good battery? Because we can always use extra camera batteries, or if I should keep it in the lost and found bag.
And Chris, we stand by. And Chris, that camera battery with the D4 is an older model, and it should be trashed.
Copy that, it should be trashed. It does, I mean, it does look like the same ones that are going into our cameras, and I know that they are varyingly labeled, the ones that we currently have for our cameras, but I will trash it.
Stan Station, Jackson 2, the Node 3 port hatch seal inspection is complete. No new damage noted.
Copy, good report on the Node 3 hatch seal.
And Chris on 2 again for this camera battery. I just wanted to triple check, because I'm like 90% sure some of the batteries that we're currently using in our cameras also say D4 battery on them.
Chris, we copy. This one was good for trash. If you would like, though, you can temp stow it, and we'll dig in a little bit more to what sent this one to trash versus maybe some of the others.
Yeah, no, if we know this is trash, I'm totally, totally happy to do it. I just wanted to double check. I'll put it in the hardware trash.
Station Houston on 2 for the Node 2 PCS at your convenience.
Go ahead for the Node 2 PCS.
Yeah, we noticed the Node 2 PCS is on battery power, so we were just looking for some help to check that the power connectors all made it up. It should have probably about an hour on the battery, so it doesn't have to be done this minute.
Yeah, let me just finish cataloging this part, and I'll go over there and look at it. Yeah, we've got a couple accesses to the panel over there, so very possible it got bumped out. It should be a quick fix. I'll do that in a minute or two.
Two copies.
Houston Station on 2 for Node 2 PCS. Looks like the power brick got unplugged. It's all a huge mess up there. Every time you have to access that Node 2 overhead panel, like it's a huge mess. So it's should be all fixed now. It should be charging.
And we see it charging on the ground. Thanks for the assist.
Houston Station on 2 for lost and found.
Wait, Chris.
Hey, one of the items that was expected to be in there without a disposition is something called glass tube with mesh screen. And there was a Ziploc bag with this part in it that I've got here that I have labeled glass tube with mesh screen. I also found loose in the CTB in the lid this piece here, which I'm pretty sure is part of that glass tube with mesh screen assembly. I think this is the mesh screen part. And I was going to put them in the same CTD, but just wanted to double check with you guys. They both say 010 on them. So I think it's pretty sure they're the same, but just wanted to confirm.
Second. And Chris, that is the preform that we mentioned would be left behind in the lost and found, and looks like that is another preform, so you can put them together and leave them there.
Okay, sorry. So just to confirm, this guy is the preform. So, okay. Just wanted to make sure of that.
That's a firm. I'm looking at a picture down here. That's the preform.
Okay, so the thing in the bag is the preform. In my hand, is that part of it, or is that not part of it?
And we think that's part of it. We'd like you to go ahead and put those together in the bag.
Okay. Any labeling I should put on the bag in particular?
Let's go ahead and put preform on the bag. That'll help us out next time, I think.
Okay, I will put preform on the bag. Honestly, now that I look at it, I don't actually think the thing in my hand, now that I've taken the preform out of the bag, is part of the preform. There was an item in that 10.04 that says glass tube with mesh screen. So I actually think my glass is plastic, but it has a mesh screen in it. I think that might be the...
Okay, Chris, we agree, looking at that does look like item in 10.04. Was there a second item for 10.04, and this is a duplicate, or do you think this is that item?
I think this is that item. I think the preform looked like a glass tube to me, so I thought that was the glass tube, but I will label that preform.
Okay, we agree. The 10.04, you identified that item and can stow it, and we'll label the bag with the preform as preform.
Sounds like a plan. Houston Station 2 for Lost and Found.
Oh, it's Lost and Found.
There's one last item in lab port 6 that I think you guys might have dispositioned for us, but we still had sitting over there. It's a washer that was found in HTVX1. I think this might have supposed to have gone to hardware trash, but I just wanted to double check whether you wanted me to do that or whether you wanted me to put it back in the lost and found bag.
Okay, we're checking our records of that one.
Okay, thank you.
And Chris, you are go to trash that washer. Happy thumbs up.
Send station on 2 for one more lost and found.
We'll get you one more answer then.
This is more of just a report, thankfully. So I'm finishing up with this task. I will hand over the only things to report are that one of the AirPods on step 4.03, there was no missing left earpiece for that. And then I took all of the items. There were a lot of items that were still in the lost and found bag, and I inventoried them and put a really long crew note in 10.07, and I just wanted to, before I get too far away from this task, I was wondering if somebody could take a look at that and make sure it all makes sense, or if you have any immediate questions for it. I put them all in an outer Ziploc bag that I labeled Lost and Found Inventory GMT098, so that, you know, hopefully we can keep those a little bit more, keep this bag a little more organized. Yeah, let me know if you have any questions on that before it all slips from my brain. Thank you.
Okay, we copy. We're taking a look.
Houston, station on 2, lost and found.
Oh, it's lost and found.
I'm finally finishing this up. There was an item in step 2, a grounding wire that was for handing over to the Russian segment. I had put this in a Ziploc bag on lab deck 6, but somehow in the mess of everything, it seems to have floated away, and I am not able to find it. So hopefully we'll find it again soon. It was just a little... piece of grounding wire in a Ziploc bag. I don't think it got mixed up in any of the stuff that I trashed, but that's where it is.
Okay, the grounding wire is now just lost. We'll eliminate the and found for that part.
Yeah, copy that. I think there's a good chance that I was kind of tense during stuff in the lab and kind of my own fault in the way of everything, so I'm guessing it just kind of got liberated and floated away somewhere. So hopefully we'll find it during house cleaning.
Copies.
Station on 2 for lost and found.
Go ahead.
Hey, I was just sort of cleaning up and found this item in a Ziploc taped to the wall in the lab port 6. It looks like a little bracket of some sort. Wondering if I should just add this to the lost and found bag.
Okay, one more item for the lost and found bag. We concur.
Sounds like a plan. Stand station, Jackson 2 for CASA Velocicalc.
We're with you, Jack.
I'm in step 4.6.7, recording the measurements. Tells me to check in with you if any of the readings are less than 207, and they all are. They're all about 135, 140 feet per minute.
Okay, Jack, no action for that today. That the low airflow was one potential expectation based on our IMD configuration. So this is helpful data. We appreciate it.
Okay. And if possible, I'll just read these numbers down to you. My IPV link is it's not working right now, and I don't want to just leave these data not recorded and maybe lose it. Just, do you want them now or in a crew note or what?
We're ready to copy.
Okay, there's 12 samples, and I'll just read the measurements to you sequentially. 136, 137, 138, 137, 132, 136, 138, 142, 137, 132, 136, 140.
Okay, we copy the numbers. Pretty close spread there. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Patient Houston on 2, no response required. The Russians have been performing a service module computer restart. There may be some transient caution or warning. None are expected, though. Three thumbs up.
Houston, station 2 for a go back on some of the lost and found stuff.
Houston 2.
Hey, so I had thought that I had temporarily lost this grounding wire. I did find the wire that I had thought was the grounding wire, so what I'm showing in the camera here. But I realized I looked back at the item images in StoTrack, and this is not what they were calling the grounding wire. It looked like that was like a braided cable. That I'd never found in the lost and found bag. I instead have this white wire with just little fork terminals at the end, and was wondering if what I should do with this. If I should put this in the lost and found, or trash it, or something else.
Okay, we copy. So we're taking this as the grounding wire is lost, though not by you today. And we have found this new wire, and we'll put it in the lost and found.
Yeah, does that work for you guys?
Yep, that's the plan. Let's do it.
Awesome. Thanks again. Appreciate all the help with it.
Houston station on 2 for TOCA. I wanted to verify that 2.6.840 step 1 is all set, and I can continue in step 2.
That's affirmative. Go to continue with TOCA.
Copy. Go to continue with TOCA. Houston station 2 for TOCA, step 4.3.
With you for TOCA.
Yeah, just a question of whether you wanted me to select PWD hot for the sample type or other for the sample type. It is an XPWD hot sample.
We're checking. Chris, let's go with PWD hot.
PWD hot, thank you. Houston station 2, one more quick TOCA question. I think I remember the answer to this, but I removed a calibration check bag from TOCA, and recollection is that you do not want us to reclaim this. You want us to just trash it. Is that correct?
Checking on reclamation. Station Houston on 2 for Chris and TOCA.
Houston 2?
Your recollection is correct. We do not reclaim that water.
Sounds good. I will trash it. Thank you.
Attention. If All-Star Node 516221 becomes too busy to support more connections and you fail to connect, try connecting to Node 516222 instead.
Huntsville and Munich on 2 for timeline.
Huntsville with you on 2.
I was just wondering if it was okay for me to start my upcoming activities early, the Relaxed Pro, that would be from Munich, of course, and then also the Melfi and Mochi. I'm pretty sure that Mochi activity is going to take more than 20 minutes, so I wanted to try to get a head start to have some extra time on the back of that.
And Jessica from Huntsville, your Melfi activity is good to go early. for your Mochi activity.
Okay, copy. And
for Mochi, we're waiting on the PD, so we'll let you know if we can start that one.
Okay, sounds good. And Munich, how about Relax Pro? Assuming it's okay if I relax a little bit earlier.
And Munich is with you on 2 as well, Jessica. We see no issues with you starting early on Relax Pro. Relax ahead.
Okay, copy. I will get started then with Relax Pro in the order that the activities are scheduled, and then I'll check in with Huntsville to see if Mochi will be ready a little bit early.
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds good to Huntsville also. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie, follow-up and handpass.
Huntsville Station from Sophie, I am fully ready for the handpass.
Perfect. The expected rise time for that handpass is coming up here in a couple minutes at 14:10. And if you have a second, I wanted to give you a follow-up for a question you had on the Sables.
I am ready to copy.
You were asking about the warmer temperatures. That is an expected configuration. Those facilities are being prepped for science that's upcoming on the Cygnus vehicle.
That's great news. Thanks very much, both for the ham reminder and as well for this answer. Thanks.
You're welcome and have a good ham pass.
Will do.
Houston Station, Jack's on 2, looking for a go in step 2.1 of the AGA battery charge swap.
Hey, Jack, we're with you. You have a go in step 2.1 to retrieve spare AGA batteries from the charger.
Oh, baby, go. Houston Station, Jack's on 2 for AGA battery charge step 3.3. The battery life greater than 10 hours message does not appear on serial number 1009.
Thanks, Jack. We copy. We'll take that data point, and you are go to continue.
Houston Station, check. For AGA charge, serial number 1007 also does not have a battery life greater than 10-hour message.
Houston copies. Thanks for the update. You are go to continue.
Still, station on 2 for Mochi.
Jessica, we are with you on 2 for Mochi. We have the PD on deck, but they would really like to have video during these ops so that we can offer any assistance we can. So, unfortunately, we are a little limited with starting before this upcoming LOS.
Okay, well, I will work on the stowage and get everything set up so that I'll be able to start right at the beginning of that AOS window, and hopefully it will go well, and they won't escape me, and it'll only take 20 minutes. But there's time on the back side of it, too, so not too worried about it.
Copy, and while you're doing that gathering, we actually also just got a suggestion that you might want a work light, if you think that's something else you want to get together right now as well.
Hey, yeah, I don't think, if I'm not, do you mean to see into the actual Mochi before, like, I take them out?
Yeah, just since the sample adjustment is so fine, we're making pretty small movements here. If you think additional light will help you make those movements more precisely, that's an option at your disposal.
Okay, I will take a look at the procedure, and I'll let you know, or I'll just grab one if I need it. Thank you. Also, one other question while I have you. I remember in the last operation, I was having a lot of problems with the iPads, and I wasn't able to connect, and you guys were able to do all of the Mochi activation and iPad steps. Is that something that you guys will be able to do today as well?
Yep, that's correct. We have the Mochi steps included in your procedure because we would like you to try it with the iPad and see if it works, if it was just a one-off problem last time. But if it doesn't work successfully from the iPad, we are prepared to do that commanding from the ground as needed.
Okay, I think if I recall correctly, let me know if you remember otherwise or if anyone remembers otherwise. I don't think it worked from either of my personal iPads, but I think that it worked from one of the loaner iPads, so maybe I'll try one of those.
Copy, and we'll take whatever information you can give us about which iPads work and didn't work to help guide our additional troubleshooting.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
And Jessica, one final note there. Last time you used a macro lens when you were taking photos, the PD thinks that would be helpful as well. So if you can gather that to use at your discretion, those were great photos last time.
Okay, yeah, I'll grab the macro. Thanks.
Attention. If all star node 516221 becomes too busy to support more connections and you fail to connect, try connecting to node 516222 instead.
Station on 2 for Mochi.
With you on 2 for Mochi. Ready to roll?
I am. I've got everything set up, and I just started with a couple different iPads in the Mochi app. Just wondering, so far I haven't had any luck, but one of them does seem to connect. One of the iPads, just when I try to open Mochi, nothing happens. I just get a black screen. Second iPad, I did open up, and I see the Mochi Hub, and it says Mochi ISS 2 not on your network. So I'm assuming I'm currently on CloudNet. Do I need to be on CrewNet?
Checking. Station Huntsville back with you on 2 for Mochi.
Good.
Jessica, we're trying to run down a more concrete answer for you. In the meantime, if you'd like to try CrewNet and see if that works, you're welcome to do so.
Yeah, I just did while I was waiting, and it didn't work either, but I will try opening it again, like closing the app now that I'm on CrewNet, reopening it and see if that works.
Happy.
I wonder as well if it has something to do with location services and how those work up here, because it's telling, like, the first thing that happened on this iPad was it said I had to turn on location services from Mochi on our iPads. Now, of course, normally we have location services off, and I think our location services don't work up here, so that might be the root of the problem.
Yeah, copy. Not quite sure how that works on the space station. My location services at home is probably a little bit different than yours up there. Can you let me know which iPad you ended up using for this?
I tried two. I tried the spare iPad 1086. That one, Mochi app doesn't open at all. I did notice that that iPad had recently been updated to a new iOS when I opened it. And now I have serial number 1053, and that one, it did open, and it says, like, I can see in the list, found Mochi's Mochi ISS 2, as I mentioned, but it does say not on your network, so I don't have the option to connect, and I have not had luck on either CloudNet or CrewNet. I did try enabling the location services, but that didn't help.
Okay, copy. Let's check one more thing, and then I think if that doesn't work, we'll likely do it from the ground.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Andre and Uha.
Ahead, Houston. Hello.
Hey, Andre. We see you searching around the lab per your stow note for Uha. I just wanted to let you know that everything is already set up in the airlock.
All right. Thank you. Thanks.
Station Huntsville back with you on 2 for Mochi.
Go ahead.
Jessica, we don't have any other immediate steps for you for the iPad troubleshooting. We'll take this back and keep trying to figure out what that problem is. The PD is going to go ahead and perform that pump down commanding. It should be 2 or 3 minutes, and then you'll be able to open the door.
Okay, sounds good. And a little bit more data. I also tried my iPad 1087. That one was like the first one where it, like, I try to open the app and nothing happens. I just get a black screen. The one that it did work, 1053, I kind of closed it again. I looked at the location services again and allowed Mochi to access location services when the app was open. I selected that. I tried it again on CloudNet, but it still gives the same. It sees it, like it says Mochi ISS 2, but then it says that not on your network, and it doesn't allow me to select it.
Copy all. Those seem like good steps and good data. We'll take it back to the team.
Hey, I hear it venting. I'm just going to go get my reading glasses, too, in case I need those, and I'll be right back.
Copy.
Console station on 2. Does the view look good?
The view is great, and the vents pumping down should be complete. Ready to open the door.
Okay, copy. Console station on 2.
Console's with you on 2.
Since this door doesn't stay open, I think if it's okay with you guys, I'm going to take a small piece of Kapton tape and tape it from that far corner of the door to the face so that it keeps the door open for me. Is that all right with you guys?
Yep, we're good with that.
Okay, and one other question just out of curiosity. I understand the desire to intent to rotate these over towards a better viewing angle. Did I miss that in the previous procedure, or was this just announced after the fact? Because I thought the goal was to mount them facing up.
Jessica, our previous goal was for these to be facing the detector, but the previous ops didn't give you quite the set of specific directions that this procedure gives you, so no worries that we're doing some adjustments to get from good to great here today.
Okay, copy. I will take some pictures. Just wanted to point out, assuming you can see right now the view, this one, the one that's furthest away from me that I'm pointing to right now, that the little plate itself, you know, the little circle, is actually not
flush all the way down. So there's a space between the plate and this one, and there is not. So it looks like I also need to grab those little holders that I use to insert them on and, like, try to push that one down a little bit so that it's flat with the surface.
Copy. Checking. Station Huntsville on 2 for Jessica Mochi.
Go ahead.
For that sample puck for sample 14, you can try to press it down into place a little more just using the hemostat that you have. No need to get the special tool. If you can't get it all the way adjusted, we'll take it as is. No need to get the special tool or do anything crazy.
Yeah, I actually kind of anticipated that I might need more tools, so I left the whole kit right here. I do have the special tool because I think that might be easier to do it if you're good with me trying that method.
Yeah, it's best effort. If you think that will help you out to get that in better in place, you can do that.
Okay, copy. So station on 2.
With you on 2.
Was able to reorient all of them. They seem to be in pretty well sticking in place. I'm not sure how good of a view you guys have. Do you want me to try to zoom in? Can you guys see anything, or do you want to rely on my pictures after?
We'll take the zoom in. They're so small, we may not be able to give you a lot of immediate feedback, and we'll use the pictures to get the rest of the info later.
Did also push down that plate again. It seems to just not fit as snugly as the other one for some reason. Like, it seems to kind of want to rise up a little bit, so it's definitely sitting a little bit higher than the other plate.
Copy. We saw you adjust that a few times. Thanks for the info about how that sits.
So station on 2.
With you on 2. Saw you taking those photos. Thanks for the zoom in. That sample sanding patch is so small. We can't get too much of a great view, so we'll just take a good look at the photos later.
Okay, yeah, I think we are definitely a lot closer toward the accomplished objective, and I actually really enjoyed setting up my little surgical field over here with my tools and everything, so very happy to do this again one more time if we think it needs a future alteration.
We will, for sure. We were last met. It did look like you were playing the game Operation from here on the ground and that you needed a light and a sound to let you know when everything was in their place.
Absolutely. That was one of my favorite games, so I'm in the right place. So with that, you guys ready to close the door? Or you ready for me to close the door?
Yes, ma'am. And if you will close it and press and hold the sample door and the metal coder door, we'll go ahead and command the pumping from the ground.
Okay, copy.
Jessica, we're getting that pump down started, but if you would scoot your hand over and press on the center of that sample door, that would help get that good seal.
Your friends and colleagues at the Canadian Space Agency wish you another great day on your voyage. Canadians everywhere
looking
are inspired
good, Jessica,
by your journey.
We're probably going to hold for about another 30
every
seconds to a minute.
Of the way. Let's go.
Jessica, you are good to release the door. Thank you.
Please let me know how this works out. I'm excited to see the results.
We absolutely will, and thank you for the adjustments today.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for watching.
If you want to.
A quick question regarding photo download that the crew had last night, actually. I remember from my previous mission that we usually had specific instructions to save most of the payload cards for you guys. And now it seems like it always asks for the serial number, but it only sometimes does save the card. So we're wondering why you want the serial number if you don't want the card saved, or if saying report the serial number always implies that we should be saving the card.
Copy. Question checking. Station Huntsville on 2 for serial number answer.
Bad.
So we only need the serial number reported to us if we're going to retain the card. That's if we're concerned, we want backup information. If it doesn't say specifically to retain the card and give us that information, the include flashcard serial number is just a piece of cross-referencing information in the system.
Okay, copy that. So you'd still like that in order for the cross-reference, but we don't have to keep the cards unless it specifically says.
That's correct. Unless it specifically tells you to retain it, you do not have to do so.
Okay, copy. Yeah, I think that is what most of us have been doing, but we just want to make sure because it seemed like there are receiving way fewer cards than we were in my previous session.
Probably. We had a whole bunch of them backed up there for a while, and hopefully this is a little easier for all of us.
Hey, yeah, sounds good. Thanks for the clarification.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and comm plan.
This is with you on 2 for comm plan.
Chris, thanks. In preparation for the training exercise starting in 5 minutes, we are adjusting the comm config by adding Space to Ground 1 to your ATUs and moving RSA-2 into Space to Ground 2. Just a heads up, ICOM will be unavailable while RSA-2 is in Space to Ground 2.
Copy that. You're adding Space to Ground 1 to our ATUs and RSA-2 to Space to Ground 2. Sounds like a plan to us. Thank you.
Good readback.
Houston Integrity 1, PCD-1 has been shut down and restarted. If that helps, you can see I don't have any new data on there. So take a look, please.
Okay, we copy. We do see it up and running, and we will take a look at that. And while I have you, a quick timeline delta for you. We need to privatize OE2 at 1840 MET for a quick weather conference. Is that good?
Yes, that's great.
Okay, and then accordingly, we'll go ahead and delay the ACU power cycle until after that is over.
Okay, I don't think anybody's really reviewed the timeline yet, and I don't have a timeline on PCD1, just so you know. But we'll look, and we'll no problem with all of that. Thanks, Mark.
You bet. Integrity Houston for Reed. We are going to go ahead and sync your PCD now and your email.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew. We are ready on the ground to begin the EMER OBG SIM whenever you are.
Hands off email. Does it have any other restrictions? Hands off everything.
Yeah, just hands off email.
Stand station. We're just doing our pre-brief. We'll give you a call in a minute.
Also, the weather conference.
Copy. Thank you.
Weather is looking good. We'll give you the details during that conference.
Okay. Yep. Thanks. We appreciate that.
Stand station, previous complete. We're ready to go, sir.
All right, Station Houston, good afternoon. Expedition 74, this is Sami Khalaj and Preston Easton here in Houston, this time as your CTOs. I've got ECG Emily Croft here as well. We've got a couple items to review. I've got a pretty strict pre-brief script to read. So once you guys are settled, I will, if you don't have any questions to start, I'll go ahead and start reading. All right, thumbs up.
No questions.
All right, today's objective is to practice crew coordination during simulated emergency events. These OBTs are very unique events that get the onboard crew and all flight control centers around the world together to practice this integrated emergency response. We'll do two emergency cases today back-to-back with no debrief in between. For today's event, the SpaceX team has graciously agreed to wake up Dragon during the OBT to help provide the highest fidelity training possible. All calls throughout the day should be prefaced with for the training exercise or for the training event. To start out, we would like at least one person in the USOS and one person in the RS. Other crew members can be spread out throughout ISS at your discretion. We recommend that one person per vehicle be on the iPad to interact with the simulator, and please only deploy 2 iPads total. We've seen issues when multiple iPads are deployed. Reminder, if you have iPad connectivity problems, you can run the simulator from any SSC as a backup option. iPad connectivity may be lost if taken off the main axis of station. The GMT clock in the upper right-hand corner of the simulator is your indicator. If you've lost connection, the GMT will stop incrementing. If that happens, simply return to the main axis of station, refresh the browser, and rejoin the sim. For the event, please use the ISS comm system as you would during a real EMER. We've gone ahead and put EMER comm config in place, as Capcom gave you a heads up about. We don't want you to take any hardware actions during the OBT today. However, you are welcome to pull out the hardware to get your hands on it, with the exception of AGA, since we will not have you put on static wrist tethers. So please do not touch the AGAs. If we use the HDIs, please do not press them against the hatch seals either to protect the brake coats on those seals. For today in the simulation, the Dragon crew will select USCV on Node 2 forward. Soyuz crew will select MRM1. Sorry, Node 2 overhead for USCV, correction. And Soyuz crew on MRM1. Following the event, you will be back on your timeline while folks down here conduct a ground-only debrief. About an hour after the event, we'll conduct a debrief on space to ground with all crew and control centers. Before I hand you over to Moscow for their pre-brief, can you confirm you've completed setup on your iPads or SSCs? All right, thumbs up. Any questions before I hand you over to Moscow? Copy that. And after your pre-brief with Moscow is complete, give Houston a call back. I've got some instructions for us to sync the simulators.
Sure, we'll do. Шапалской станции по тренировке на СД-2.
Добрый вечер, на связи Никишов Василий.
Василий, добрый вечер, мы готовы.
Коротко вам скажу. Значит, сейчас будет у вас сценарная бортовая тренировка, два сценария. Работа с оборудованием фактически вам не должна выполняться, с учетом переконфигурации связи. Просьба после первого сценария вернуть связь в штатную конфигурацию.
Принято. С первого сценария вернем штатную конфигурацию. И вопрос такой, по работе в Союзе, необходимо ли включать пульт и выполнять работы по включению связи в ПК Союз, или просто симулировать, заходить в пультов на станции?
Союза связь вести не надо.
Принято, включать Союз, связь на Союзе не будем.
Так что если все готовы, то можно начинать. Да, и все доклады должны начинаться со слов в целях тренировки.
Принято.
В принципе, можно начинать.
Да. Houston Station 2, we are ready for the training.
Okay, Sergey, we copy. In order to start our ground and onboard simulators in sync, I have three steps for you. First, tell me when the team is in position and ready to begin, and tell me when you have selected case alpha. Once you have selected case alpha, give me a count to three before pressing start so we can start the ground simulator simultaneously.
You saw me, we're in our starting places. I have USCV and Node 2 overhead, OBT case A in English, and I'm about to press start, and I'll call it down. I will press start after one, so I will do 3, 2, 1, and then start. So here it comes, 3, 2, 1.
Station Houston on space to ground 2. We see smoke in the service module. We expect you to be in Beamer 2.1 for the training event.
Station copies 2.1.
МСКС, канале СГ-2, в целях тренировки. В целях тренировки сработала сигнализация пожар. Наблюдаем дым в районе медшкафа, и экипаж надел ИПК. Замер включили с ACCP, замер в объеме CO-143, HCL-3, HCN-1. При открытии медштрафа наблюдаем огонь, приступаем к тушению.
Принято. В целях тренировки приступайте.
В целях тренировки разрядили ОКР ОСП ВСМ РО по медштрафам. Пожар, есть сообщение, пожар не подтушен.
Orbit, one team is with you now.
ПК, продолжаем. Вторым огнетушителем тушить.
В целях тренировки принято, продолжайте.
Второе.
В целях тренировки принято, продолжайте.
В целях тренировки разрядили второй ОКР. Мы продолжаем. Мы использовали в целях тренировки мы.
Dan Reed, go ahead. Orbit One team with you now.
Ступа Москвы в канале СГ-2 в целях тренировки. Повторите, пожалуйста, крайнюю квитанцию.
Houston Integrity, Orbit One. Ready to check.
В целях тренировки,
We have you loud and clear.
ЭРО по данным CCCP
Plug in the USB-C power strip. We're running a little bit low on some of our peripheral battery power.
We heard your earlier call. Evidently, you didn't hear our response and checking on the docking cam.
Не так в целях тренировки, продолжайте действовать по пункту 2.1.
Station Houston on space to ground 2. We'll meet you on 1.
В целях тренировки, разрядили 4 ОКР, люки прикрыты, союз, связь организована.
And Reed, we're using the docking cam for another 30 minutes. After that, you can unplug it and use the USB charger.
Dragon crew, this is Soyuz crew, and we are working on for training purpose. We are working on step. Procedure 2.3 module RS module isolation. We still have high readings of CSACP. It's 159 4 HCL and 4 H and 2 HCM and FM and the fire is not extinguished for training purposes.
Dragon crew copies. We are remaining here thinking about our safe haven. I know you have enough help down there, but let us know if you need more hands. I think Chris is getting more extinguishers, and we'll be waiting for Andre to be on the other side of the hatch when the module's isolated.
Copy.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for the training event. We copy fire in the medical cabinet with 4 CO2 cartridges discharged, no joy, donning equipment, and following along in EMER 2.3.
Copies, and I'm sure you copied our last transmission to the Soyuz crew. We are waiting here, getting ready for establishing safe haven and awaiting Andre and providing any help if they need.
ЧМВ СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Мы разрядили в целях тренировки, мы разрядили 5 ОКР, пожар не потушен, и экипаж готов покинуть модуль.
Принято в интересах тренировки приступать к покиданию.
В интересах. Принято, переходим на ПХО и прикрываем люк РОПХО.
Не так в целях тренировки, приступайте.
Не так в целях тренировки, приступайте.
Station on 2 for training purposes. We have taken some measurements in the lab just to confirm our safe haven, and we have CO of 19, HCL 0, HCM 0. We have pre-created the node 2 overhead hatch and check that the IMVs are closed.
Station Houston copies all for the training exercise.
Отвечаем в СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Экипаж находится в ПХО, в целях тренировки замеры CSACP-80-2-1, и в целях тренировки люк РОПХО прикрыт.
Цель тренировки принята.
В целях тренировки продолжаем работать по пункту 2.3. По возможности отключили все пульты в модуле и готовы перейти в ПХО и закрыть люки полностью.
В интересах тренировки закрываете полностью?
Принято в интересах тренировки пульты, свет, розетки, ВСМ отключены. И переходим в ПХО и закрываем люк РО ПХО. воздуховоды, в целях тренировки воздуховоды РОПХО расстыкованы и люк РОПХО закрыт.
Цель тренировки принята.
В целях тренировки показания SACP ПХО 80.80 HTL2-HTM1.
В интересах тренировки показания CSACP приняли?
В интересах тренировки показания CSACP приняли?
Dragon Crew to Soyuz Crew. Now Soyuz Crew is in PHO. And the aero PHO hatch is closed. And the SM aero is isolated. And now we are pretty safe. And readings are below mask levels.
Dragon Crew copies. We have pre-created the hatch of our vehicle and checked our IMVs, and we are just awaiting Andre. We have a safe haven here. We have very low values in the entire USOS.
Dragon Crew copies.
Station on 2, Houston copies all for the training exercise.
Это Москва, МКС, канал СГ-2, в целях тренировки.
Отвечаем в СГ-2, в целях тренировки.
Готовы, в целях тренировки, готовы продолжить по 2.3. Мы выполнили действия и готовы продолжить по указанию земли.
В целях тренировки необходимо изолировать смежные отсеки.
Принято.
Station on 2 for training. We've got updated CACP readings in node 1.
We're ready on 2.
EO 23, HCL 1, HCN 0 for training purposes.
And for the training exercise, Houston copies.
М2 СОСМ, МЛМ СОСМ и также ГОСМ, КГБ СОСМ.
В целях тренировки принято, подтверждаем.
СОСМ. КГБ СОСМ.
В целях тренировки принято, подтверждаем, приступайте.
Купалская МКС, канал СГ-2, в целях тренировки.
Отвечаем в СГ-тренировки.
Отвечаем в СГ-2, в целях тренировки.
Вопрос по кораблям, по прогрессу, который прискован М2.
В целях тренировки в СГ-2, да, необходимо изолировать.
В целях тренировки приступаем к изоляции прогресса.
В целях тренировки принято, приступайте.
Суд Москвы. МКС, канале СГ-2, в целях тренировки.
Отвечаем в СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Выполнили, в целях тренировки выполнили изоляцию прогресса, закрыли люки ТКГ и СУ, люк МИН-2 и СУ ТКГ, люк МИН-2 и СУ СМ. Подскажите, в целях тренировки все ли выключать в МЛМ перед изоляцией, что именно?
В целях тренировки в СГ-2 отвечаем, необходимо выключить пульты, свет.
Необходимо выключить пульты, свет.
Принято, в целях тренировки в МЛМ отключены пульты, отключен свет. Выполняем изоляцию МЛМ. Закрываем люк МЛМ СУСМ в целях тренировки. Люк МЛМ СУСМ в целях тренировки закрыт. В целях тренировки экипаж переходит в ФГБ и закрывает люк электронировки ПГО СУСМ.
Принято, в целях тренировки все корректно, переходите в ФГБ и закрывайте люк ПГО СУСМ.
Принято. Dragon Crew, this is Soyuz Crew. We are currently isolating SM. And we already isolated MRM2 and MLM. Now we are closing
the FGB hatch for training purpose.
Again, crew copies. We're standing by if assistance is needed.
Copy, no assistance needed.
Houston copies all for the training exercise.
Тут в Москве МКС, команда СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Отвечаем в СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Люк в целях тренировки, люк ПГУ СУСМ закрыт. По касанию показания CSACP в ФГБ CO53, HCL1, HCN1.
Тренировки данные зафиксировали.
Тут в Москве МКС, канале СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Отвечаем в СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Отвечаем в СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
В целях тренировки выполнили снятие ИПК, и экипаж чувствует себя хорошо.
Тренировки принято. Радостно слышать, что вы чувствуете себя хорошо.
Dragon crew, this is Soyuz crew. We are isolated SM and now Soyuz crew and Andrei are in FGB. We doff IPK and CSICP readings are 53 HCL1 and HCL1 below mask levels, and we are feeling good for training purpose.
Tagging crew copies. We're also feeling good with good CSIP readings, and we're visual, you guys.
Copy.
Please, crew, Dragon crew, Houston copies all for the training exercise.
ОСГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Готовы далее действовать по вашим указаниям в целях тренировки.
Принято в целях тренировки, сценарий данный завершаем.
Принято в целях тренировки, завершаем сценарий.
Принято в целях тренировки, связь в исходной можете проводить.
That is outstanding. We also had a couple items from PAO from yesterday in the imagery for downlink on that PCD folder. So it's GMP097. Hopefully you guys got those down, but I don't
station CTO on Space to Ground 2. We've completed case alpha. If you can go ahead and command NSIM on your simulator, we'll do
please
the same on the ground.
Those down
and
now.
Then you can spread out in the main line, and we can get started on case Bravo with the same visiting vehicle selections.
Chin copies, we've exited case A, and we are entering case B.
Thank you, Jack. Once Sergey confirms that he has also exited case Alpha, let us know when you're ready, and we'll do another 1, 2, 3 count to start case Bravo. And we'll actually do that after the K-band LOS coming up.
And Houston, one quick question while we have you before we get to that next case. We were confused as to why you guys were starting with the comms on Space to Ground 1 instead of 2. We're assuming we should just be using 2 for everything like a normal EMER case.
Just to get back with you on 2 after the handover, when we made our initial call, it was on 2 and then waterfalled to 1, but then we, Houston couldn't get a word in on Space to Ground 2 with the Russian comms happening, and so we transitioned to Space to Ground 1, hoping to get a call up to you briefly, and then whenever Space to Ground 2 reopened, we moved back.
Okay, copy. We were kind of doing the same up here to try to get call down on the other channel when he was talking to give you an update, but that makes sense. Thanks.
You got it.
All right, station CTO on Space Ground 2. We have case Bravo configured. Once you guys are spread out along the main axis, go ahead and select case Bravo and give us a 3 count.
Okay, copy that. We're sending, we have some people moving right now. We'll call you in a few and give you the countdown.
Copy that. We're standing by.
Good day for training purposes. Are you ready for the countdown on 2?
We are ready.
Okay, OBT case Bravo, 3, 2, 1, start.
Copy, start.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for the training exercise. We're seeing indication of a rapid depress on multiple sensors. We need Soyuz crew in 1.31 and Dragon crew in 1.32.
And Dragon crew in 1.32.
Station copies, 1.31, 1.32.
Спортка МКС, канале СГ-2, в целях тренировки.
Отвечаем в СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Тренировки по команде от Супа Хьюстона получили предупреждение о рогерметизации, подтвердили падение давления по МВ, выдали вручную команду ДП-ПДП, экипаж Союза находится в МИМ-1. Работаем по шагу 1.2 в целях тренировки. 1.31 в целях тренировки. Время связи сконфигурировано в целях тренировки.
Приняли в целях тренировки, связь переконфигурирована, находитесь в мине первом, действуйте по пункту 1.3.1.
Houston Station, Jaxon 2, Charge Cruise and Node 2, we're all feeling good. Our initial pressure is 741. We calculated T-res of 175 minutes.
Dragon Crew Houston on face to ground 2 for the training exercise. Houston copies, you're in node 2, feeling good. Pressure of 741 and T-res of 155 minutes.
175 minutes.
Copy the correction.
Москва МКС, канале СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Отвечаем в СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
В целях тренировки текущее давление на станции 738 мм. Расчетное резервное время 195 минут.
Экипаж МКС Супо Москвы в канале СГ-2 в целях тренировки. Экипаж USACV зафиксировал 175 давления. Резервное время, прошу прощения, на этом и останавливаемся в значении.
Принято. В целях тренировки принимаем резервное время 175.
Принято.
Just let you know we calculated 195 as a reserve time, but we got your time 175 minutes, and we're gonna use that. And the Soyuz crew is feeling good, and now we're checking MRM1 RGB hatch.
Crew copies all of that. We're feeling good in Node 2. We've just checked our vehicle and HDI deflects towards Node 2, so we assess that RPMA and our vehicle are not leaking and we're on the right side of the page. Step 5.
So this crew copies.
Station Houston on face to ground 2 for the training exercise. Houston copies all.
Отвечаем в СГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Цель тренировки. Текущее давление 734. Проверили МИМ-1 Союз. Объем герметичен. По шестому шагу процедура 1.31. Цель тренировки.
Текущее 734. Объем проверен герметичен. Шаг шестой. Пункта 1.31. Цель тренировки.
Docking cam is shut down. You can unplug it and plug it in the USB charger. If you're taking the camera out, please leave the bracket installed.
Dragon Crew copies. Your vehicle is not leaking, and so we see ourselves moving into step or into procedure 1.41, step 4 for the Dragon Crew.
Yeah, absolutely. We're
going to
leave the docking camera installed.
So it's good copy. We're turning it off. We're going to step 1, dot 31, and for training purpose, we go to step 2.
Station Houston on 2 for the training exercise. Houston copies all and is following you into procedure 1.41.
Sup Moskvy, MKS, Canada, SG2. Следующие тренировки.
Чем в СГ-2 в целях тренировки?
Экипаж находится в ДЦМ на центральном посту, и российский лэптоп РС-1 показывает, что разгерметизированный отсек PMA в целях тренировки.
Чем в СГ-1 в целях тренировки, корректно, PMA-1 не герметичен.
Houston and Soyuz crew, Dragon crew has completed step 4 of procedure 1.41. We're waiting for the answer from the Soyuz crew regarding the Russian laptop.
Dragon crew, this is Soyuz crew. We have, for training purpose, we have a display on Russian laptop. It shows us that PMA-1 is leaking for training purpose.
Dragon crew copies for training purposes, PMA-1 leaking.
Now we need some time to reconfigure SM.
Dragon crew copies.
Houston on space to ground 2 for the training exercise. Houston copies all, and Dragon crew, we expect you in 1.7 USOS leak pinpoint.
Dragon copy concurs, 1.7.
Тут в Москве НКС в канале СГ-2 в телетренировке.
Включаем в СГ-2 в телетренировке.
В СГ-2 в телетренировке. Выполнены действия по конфигурации SM и MLM. Изменена матрица DSD, закрытые вакуумные клапаны. MLM и SM подтверждают, что люк РОПРК закрыт в целях тренировки.
Принята. Принимаем информацию в целях тренировки. РОПРК закрыт.
Далее работаем по шагу 3, процедуре 1.41. И переходим по нему на процедуру 1.7.
МВСГ-1 в целях тренировки. Принято. Переходите к шагу 1.7.
Dragon crew, this is Soyuz crew. We performed... For training purpose, we performed step 2 and 3 of 1.41, and we see that PMA-1 is leaking, means that USOS is leaking. So we go to step 1.7.
Dragon crew copies and concurs. We're moving to procedure 1.7.
We come into you.
Dragon crew copies for training purposes. We'll meet you in node 1.
Attention. If All-Star node 516221 becomes too busy to support more connections and you fail to connect, try connecting to node 516222 instead.
Houston station for the training exercise. We're in step 2 of procedure 1.7. The HDI on node 1 forward deflected towards node 1. We see ourselves on the right side of the page.
Station Houston on face to ground 2 for the training exercise. Houston copies all and is following along.
Houston station for training purposes in step 23 of procedure 1.7. The HDI on node 3 starboard deflected towards node 1. We see ourselves on the right side of the page. Moving on to step 32. Correction, we see ourselves on left side of the page. And moving on to step 24.
Station Houston on 2 for the training exercise. Houston copies the node 3 starboard HDI deflected towards node 1. You're moving to the left column and to step 24.
Step 24, correction, step 24, the HDI on the node 1 torch hatch deflected towards node 1. We see ourselves on the left side of the page, continuing to the next step.
For the training exercise, Houston copies and concurs.
Houston station, there's no vehicle for training purposes. There's no vehicle on step 25. In step 26, we've checked the IMBs and the MPEVs are closed. We're continuing into step 27.
For the training exercise, Houston copies and concurs.
Houston station for the training exercise in step 27, the HDI on the IV hatchway deflected towards node 1. We see ourselves on the left side of the page.
For the training exercise, Houston copies and concurs.
Houston station for the training exercise in step 28, the HDI on the node 1 starboard hatchway deflected towards node 1. We see ourselves on the left side of the page, continuing to the next step.
For the training exercise, Houston copies and concurs, proceeding to step 29.
Houston Station, for the training exercise, the Node 1 overhead MTEP is closed. The hatch is already closed. We're moving to step 30.
For the training exercise, Houston copies and concurs.
Houston Station, for the training exercise in step 30, the HDI on the Node 1 acted towards Node 1. We assess that the leak is in Node 1 and we're on the left side of the page.
For the training exercise, Houston copies and concurs, proceeding to step 31.
Integrity Houston, we are ready for your weather brief on private Orion Earth 2.
Over now.
Station Houston on Spacer Ground 2 for the training exercise. For equipment retrieval, we believe you have enough time to accomplish that, but we want high priority items retrieved as you're comfortable.
Station copies. We concur. We still have well over 2 hours of TRES remaining. We will do the high priority items from the airlock, Node 3, and Node 1.
For the training exercise, Houston copies and concurs.
Houston Station for the training event. We got the crew working on equipment retrieval and such, but given the amount of time available, we'd like to assign a person or two to help find the leak before moving on. Just looking for some advice on that.
Station Houston on Spacer Ground 2 for the training exercise. We concur. You can start searching for the leak so long as we are prioritizing equipment retrieval. We would like to isolate Node 1 just to verify there are no additional leaking locations.
Copies in work. In station training exercise in step 31, we have closed the Node 3 starboard hatch. USCV crew, we are ingressing the lab, and we're waving goodbye, Soyuz. They are ingressing the Russian segment.
For the training exercise, Houston copies.
Houston Station, one add-on. We have completed equipment retrieval.
For the training exercise, Houston copies. Thank you.
Отвечаем ВСГ-2 в целях тренировки.
Отработали шаги по обнаружению места утечки на американском сегменте. В данный момент находимся на шаге 31 пункта 1.7. Обнаружено, что утечка в нод 1, и экипаж Союза перешел в ФГБ и закрыл люк до PMA. У нас давление стабильно в целях тренировки.
Принято в целях тренировки, давление стабильно, люк ГА, PMA закрыт.
In station, we see that the GAA PMA 1 hatch is closed. We've also closed the lab aft hatch for the training exercise, and we're checking the MBay.
For the training exercise, Houston copies and concurs.
Houston station, our MBay is decreasing.
So is crew to Dragon crew, we see our
station
MBay
CTO
is still dropping.
Station CTO. On Space to Ground 2, green card that MVAs are stable with the Node 1 isolated.
Green crew copies per green card, our MVA is stable.
And the Soyuz crew copies, MVA is stable. For training exercise.
For the training exercise, Houston copies.
Houston Station, with that stable MVA, we see ourselves for the training exercise moving into procedure 5.4.
Station Houston on Spacer Ground 2, we've met our training objectives for Case Bravo. We can release you back on your timelines for a crew-only debrief, and we'll meet with you in about an hour for all control centers and crew debrief.
All control centers and crew debrief.
Expedition 74 copies. We're moving into crew debrief, and we'll see you guys in an hour.
Thank you, Jack. And if you wouldn't mind, on both iPads, please command NSIM.
We will put that in work.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and comm config. Back at sea floating over. We just wanted to let you know that since we're done with the EMERS sim, we have returned your comm to its nominal configuration. Copy your Starfish.
Houston Integrity, do y'all want the downlink or not this morning?
And Reed, we always love to see you, but we won't have the bandwidth. Stand by. All right, Reed, belay that. We would love your video. We're going to stop some file down link in order to get it.
Okay, sounds good. We'll get it on in just the next minute or two.
Looking forward to it. Integrity, we're on board with video. You guys look great. And we see your waves and thumbs up.
Houston Integrity, we're here with you for the DPC.
And we're here with you. A couple of quick system notes to start. We put a routine state vector update on board about 30 minutes ago. Also, the Orion clock drift has been very small. It'll be almost exactly zero at entry. For timeline, Victor, first item for you when you're ready to copy.
Okay, we copy clock, drift, and state vector, and Victor's ready.
So we'd like to make a change to your flywheel axle stow activity later today. We didn't have a chance to put this in the timeline. So before you work flywheel axle stow, please turn on both accelerometers, leave them on for 5 minutes, then take them both off, then execute the procedure as written. So we're trying to get some background axle data during that 5 minutes. I'll copy.
Okay, got it.
All right, next, you are carrying a flag from Apollo 18. We'd like you to pull it out and make it visible for the news conference after lunch, MET, Sundays, 3 hours, 10 minutes. That flag is in Locker Bravo 2, TPB B2, labeled OFK, MS bags, and contingency tools. No comment on the MS bags. For microbial concerns, please don't take the flag out of its packaging. Packaging is a triangular bag. One side of that bag is clear so that you can display the flag without opening the bag.
Okay, we copy that, Tim.
We have two questions for Christina about data location.
Yes, go ahead.
All right, question number one, which PCD has the imagery from yesterday's opportunistic observations?
I will have to check. I thought I put that in the crew note for the event. Let me think about that. As a PCD rover, I'm not 100% sure at this time. I will check and let you know. Next question?
Copy. For your next question, we saw your note in Optimus for the post-flyby crew conference saying that you may have an additional card of data to downlink. Do you know if there is one or not?
Yes, I did add that. It was serial number 15, and I can check on that PCD as well and let you know.
Excellent. Thank you. Looking ahead for timeline at MET 1955 and 1945, we have two overlapping activities for Victor's 4K video and Christina's T5 camera urine vent that call for both of you to use the same camera lens. So we're sorry for not catching that conflict. You can either hand the lens off in real time, or if it's not practical, it's okay for Victor to use the 35mm lens instead.
Okay. We are good on that.
Great. And we see the flag. Thank you for pulling that out. Reed, can you please tell us what time you took the historical photos for Select Collection this morning?
We are going to have to do that at a later time, Stan.
Roger. Next, a favor for the prop console when you're ready to copy numbers.
Ready.
All right. We have 12 quid command states that don't match between MCC and onboard, and we'd like you to check on cautionwarning.util for quids number 2214 through 2226. That's 2214 through 2226, but not 2222. We expect all 12 of those to be inhibited. If they are that way, you can just say they're all inhibited. You don't have to call them down individually.
You want all the quids between 2214 and 2226, excluding 2222, to be inhibited. And we'll just report their current state.
Yes, please. That's a good readback. Getting near the end here, did you dispense any water from the secondary line yesterday about this time? We saw about 350 mils come out of the tank.
We did. We thought we were being good stewards of balancing our water tanks, and then we read the daily use summary and put it back.
Roger, no problem. Can you please give us a reading for the side hatch pressure gauge?
Okay, it is just over 2,000.
Copy, just over 2,000. Thank you. That is all we had for you. What do you have for us?
Got some AGA readings, CO2, 2.3, O2, 27, temperature 76, and the pressure is 10.45. For Avatar, all of it is lit except for number 14 on the second row. And then V5, just in case you've got any ideas, a couple of times yesterday when recording exercise, we didn't know for sure we started the recordings and the camera was not bumped, but it stopped recording around the 4-minute mark two occasions, and we're not really sure why. The battery didn't die. If anyone's got any troubleshooting tips, we'll take them.
Copy AGA, Avatar, and mysterious D5 behavior. We'll go look into that.
And just two more things for you. The permanent comm loss message you sent up today, really like that. That's excellent. Really useful. Good job on that. And it was really fun to see the team photos in the daily summary. That just lit us up. And we're looking forward to seeing Orbit 1 and 2 photos tomorrow, I hope.
Roger that. Thanks for those words.
You guys are a sharp-looking bunch. All right, we're ready to get after it.
Please do. We will be watching and waiting to help.
Houston Integrity for answers and one question.
We're listening.
Yes, sir. The additional flyby photos from serial number 015 are on PCD 3. All of our PCDs were full, but we managed to get them on there, and we will start to delete some of the folders that are marked downlinked to make more room for some more great photos. Not from the flyby. I think we're done with that. On your quiz, all of the ones you gave me were inhibited. To repeat, that was 2214 through 2226, not including 2222. And the third question for you, I see that I have the toilet acoustic questionnaire today. I completed that activity on my timeline yesterday and left a crew note. Let me know if you're not seeing it. Thank you.
Copy all, and we're looking for your crew note. Thanks, Christina. And Christina, did you find a location for the opportunistic observations?
Still going to look for that. I got to get these two. I won't forget. Maybe.
Roger. Don't worry, science won't forget. Integrity Houston, follow-up question for the D5 issue that you reported.
What was the question?
So we understand that at least twice you set up recording, which stopped on its own at 4 minutes. We are scratching our heads about that. Did you ever get a recording that lasted longer than that?
We do think that we have at least two sessions that were successful for the entire exercise session duration, and then at least two that were between 3 and 4 minutes long.
And, Victor, did you get full-length recordings after the four-minute stops that you reported, or which happened first, I guess, is what we want to know.
They were interleaved. When I was completed with my session, when I noticed that my recording was only, 3 minutes, 18 seconds or whatever. And so I didn't try anything else. I figured it moved on, and then someone else did a session and was able to get a full length, and then another session happened that was between 3 and 4 minutes. So not sure, but they've all been on the same D5, the one that's currently configured with the wide-angle lens, the short D5.
All right, Victor, we're going to have to think about that for a while. In the meantime, we'd like to ask you to use the other D5 for our exercise recording.
Okay, Stan, we will do that.
Thank you.
Can Airlock Sophie on 2 for questions?
We're with you on 2, Sophie.
I'm stowing the camera in the airlock It says to nominal location. That's easy to do. Just a quick question.
Houston,
usually we send
Integrity
for
photo location and
the
NGO question.
For the status of the aerial camera.
Go ahead. Checking.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Those photos are on PCD1, and my apologies. I totally spaced that. They are there now, though. And secondly, for
and Sophie, if you wouldn't mind taking that to off, OFF,
activity,
we would appreciate it.
We have the sun directly out of window 3 right now and window 1.
Thank you, Hess.
The view that has
put the camera on off,
event is now completely washed out. I check to see.
Awesome.
It looks like we're
not
in a maneuver. So any thoughts on how we can best knock this out?
I'm sure you've heard this a thousands of times already, but that made me laugh.
And correction, it's window 3 and 4, not 3 and 1.
I appreciate the way you pronounce your H in huff.
Christina, we're talking about it. All right, Christina, we've confirmed that the vehicle is in the right attitude. The saw view is exactly what we expected. I guess crew discretion for choosing the best window for videography from inside. And Integrity, a reminder for the year event, the vehicle is going to maneuver out of the attitude for that event in 12 minutes. And Christina, one more thing for the year event. The crew imagery is considered a nice to have, so if you cannot get good pictures, don't worry about it. The primary view is from the SAW.
Okay, great. And we, as you know, in this mission, we're doing these dumps all the time. We see great views of them when the sun isn't here, so we can also just grab you one any old time, another time on our own. So we'll plan to do that, and we'll get one now as best we can.
Thanks, Christina. That's excellent.
Houston, the vent will be starting in about 20 seconds.
Roger.
Houston Integrity, the CUD valve is closed. We have a good view out the windows. Our crew camera view is only so-so, and I'm waiting on your go. I will stop recording.
Roger. And the SAW view is breathtaking.
We love a good blizzard.
The less said about the snow, the better. And Integrity, we're ready to stop recording.
Okay, and Houston, recording ended. However, I might have made it go away because it wouldn't end the recording by pressing the record button. So I changed the live view button back to camera to stop it, and it looks like it didn't record it. I will get you a good recording of a future dump when we don't have this sunlight. It'll be better anyway.
Christina, no worries, and we like your forward plan.
Thank you. Houston Integrity, we are waving at you out of window 2. It's a beautiful blue little crescent out there.
We can't quite make you out, but we appreciate the thought.
We're working on changing that. Thank you, Stan. And while I have you, can we do another dump just for purposes?
Yes, you may. Please do.
Thank you, sir.
From our perspective, with the 2 hours that you had to go ahead and do some equipment retrieval, especially knowing that it's node 1 and that we want to go ahead and get in the airlock and get those EMUs, there's a lot of high priority items that we definitely want you to gather. I think you're going to maybe get a different answer between flight directors on this one, but my opinion is folks have gone ahead and assigned who's doing the equipment retrieval, understanding that you don't want necessarily everyone doing that. Just go ahead and grab the leak detection kit and go ahead and start looking for that leak at the same time. It's not even a, hey, do you mind if we do this? Understand that once we get that high priority equipment, if we think we have time to grab the medium priority items, once we get that, we are going to want to start to isolate that volume to ensure that we don't have a dual leak case. So that was why at first it was, yeah, you can go look for the leak, but we also want to isolate just to make sure we've cleared that dual leak case.
Thank you. Copy. That was exactly the idea.
Okay, that sounds great. And then just the one thing to let you know, what we talked about on the ground as part of our debrief is that there's a lot of loop traffic going on, as well as a lot of translation. So we're really trying to follow along with the translation the best that we can. We got an excellent set of terps down here on the ground. So for today, we were able to follow along really well. Things may vary from day to day, and depending on how much loop traffic's going on, as well as traffic amongst our teams here on the ground, we may be catching up on translation, so some things may be a little bit more delayed, but today, overall, that went really well.
We tried to clear.
Okay. And then with that, do you have anything for us or anything that you wanted to go over from the depressed case that we had today?
Yeah, no questions. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Okay, great. Sergey, you can hand it over to Moscow for your debrief, and then we'd like for you to hand it back over to us to close it out.
Okay.
And Sergey, you may have to call down to Moscow to get them to debrief with you.
All right. С Москвы, ответьте 5 каналы СК2. Разбор.
Уж отвечаем в СК2.
Мы готовы к разбору тренировки.
Сереж, в принципе, ничего особенного такого выделить нам не представляется. Хотим поблагодарить за слаженную оперативную работу, за четкие квитанции. В принципе, со своей стороны все.
Да, у нас тоже никаких вопросов нету. Экипаж работает слаженно. Единственное, вот у меня вопрос такой был по нашему взаимодействию в случае не... пожаров СМ, мы немного остановились в ПХО, потому что далее у нас был доклад на землю, и никаких действий не последовало согласно emergency. По изоляции внешних модулей СМ был вопрос по изоляции модулей к тому, который простыковал союз, но поскольку наш союз был на МИМ-1, то мы это как прямое руководство, да, мы прямое руководство это не восприняли, там был доклад о земле и выход из процедуры. То есть в Emergency, к сожалению, четко не прописано, что если мы не можем потушить огонь в СМ, то нам необходимо четко прописанные действия в MLM, в МИМ-2, и в ПХО по подключению панелей, розеток, света и изоляции прогресса. Мы работали с вами, и у нас все получилось, но в случае автономных действий, то надо иметь какую-то ссылку на процедуру, где прописано, что все действия, которые мы должны выполнить в модуле простокованных, если мы не можем подключить пожар в
just got the camera stationary and the 35-millimeter lens, so it's going to look quite different. And we can get it set up more stable before the PAO event.
Roger, that's a good config.
Houston Integrity for DFTO movies.
Go ahead.
Yes. Wanted to let you know, both videos actually did record, and the second video has a star, something stealing the show, which is Crescent Earth coming in from the right side. You all, I guess, will enjoy that. I won't be putting them in images for downlink, so we'll see them on the ground.
Excellent. Thank you. Integrity Houston for Victor, you can start the 4K stream.
Okay, Houston Integrity, I have begun the stream. Not a great view. We may shuffle around lenses and get you the wide angle if we can. I think we're going to be using that for exercise, though, so let me know what you think of this film, and I'm ready for audio checks.
And Victor, your lens choice is fine. We appreciate that, and we'll let you know when the 4K is locked up.
Houston Integrity, one quick question for Reed's exercise.
Go ahead.
We got so much going on. I feel like we're on the International Space Station right now. This is an awesome day here. Hey, can you confirm this is my final exercise on the mission? It'll just help me with stowage management.
Reed, that's correct.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
And for what it's worth, today's exercise is the last exercise for all crew members. Starting tomorrow, we will not have the time.
Houston Integrity, confirm you are in a good config for me to start aerobic exercise.
We're ready for you to start exercise.
Houston Integrity, the T5, now linking the 4K video is set up. I'm thinking I might power off the microphone, transmitter, and receiver. Keep the video running, and you call me when you're ready. We're going to move on and start getting ready for the ORG DFTO.
Victor, that's a good plan. Integrity Houston for PCD-3.
And Stan, we're with you. Go ahead for PCD-3.
Victor, we saw that PCD drop off the network. We think it might have been unplugged. Could you please run the wireless script on that PCD?
That is in work, Stan.
Thank you.
Houston, Integrity for stowage.
Go ahead for stowage.
Yes, sir. A third Teltor SWAT-TAC headset has been deployed to the cabin, and batteries have been swapped in two Teltors for a total of 4 AAA batteries.
Copy. Thanks for that report. And, Christina, while we've got you, for your upcoming exercise, if you want to record that, we think that the problem with the D5's recording stopping at 4 minutes might be because the camera is overheating. If you turn the live view off, it turns off the back screen, we think the camera will stay cool. And to clarify, leave the screen off between recording.
That's a great call. Some of us had suspected that. We will do that. Good news is this recording lasted the full time. We are also having overheating issues with the Nat Geo GoPro Max, and we've just been starting and stopping it and managing it as needed. But if you want to pass that on, those screens are on, so I'm not sure there's a mitigation with that one. And for my exercise, I did have a successful recording yesterday, so I think I'll forego that.
And Christina, copy the Nat Geo overheating, and for recording, we are asking for recording of both resistive and aerobic exercise, so we would like you to record your session today.
Okay, and apologies, I haven't seen it in my timeline, but I understand that that's because Reeves' timeline has a swapping. I'm happy to do that. Thank you.
Integrity Houston for optical comm.
Go ahead, Stan.
Okay, Reed, long story here. We are still not locked up on optical comm. We suspect solar array blockage. So between exercise sessions, between when you're done and Christina starts, we want to put a 25-degree roll on the vehicle. That would be about a one-minute maneuver to an attitude where we think optical comm can see the ground terminal. Now, when we do that roll, we will have only one phased array antenna pointed at camera. So if that antenna fails, we'll lose comm, and a string swap will not recover it. So if we lose comm while we're in that attitude, you will have to maneuver the back by a tailed sun where a second antenna will be available. And I have a procedure number and some check MCC numbers when you're ready to copy.
I am complete with exercise, so you can start that team working in that direction. Go ahead, Stan.
All right. We'll get started with that then. Thank you. If we lose comm in this temporary attitude, please go to procedure 25.1.100, that SEM attitude maneuver. In step one, you'll answer yes. And I have, there's a check MCC step down there, a few lines down. Your point width will be the point width secondary will be the minus X axis. That's number six. Correction, minus Z axis. That's number six. And Omicron is 315. How copy?
Okay, Stan, if we lose comm, and only if we lose comm, we will execute 25.1.100 SM attitude maneuver. Step one, answer yes. Point with secondary negative Z, number six, Omicron 315.
That's a great readback. So while we're in that attitude, you're looking for loss, caution warning, loss of ping. That's number 926. Or if you get antenna cautions or warnings, go work that GNC procedure we just gave you. Then, if we still don't get comm back, you would work the comm messages.
Okay. If we get a loss of ping, I might give it 2 or 3 minutes, or do you want us to execute immediately after loss of ping?
2 or 3 minutes, please. Good idea.
Integrity, copy us off. We're on it.
Integrity, maneuver and damping complete. We are go for crew exercise.
All right, we copy. Thanks, Dan. Houston Integrity, Victor and I have completed the OIG activity.
Copy, OIG. Thank you. Integrity Houston for OPCOM. We have a good optical communication link now. We're watching video from the SAW, but we don't see 4K video. We'd like you to please check the setup.
Okay, Stan, I checked everything going into the camera. It looks good. I stopped and restarted the stream.
Roger, Victor, we're talking about batteries here. Just a second. And Integrity for Victor. All right, thank you for checking the setup for that. We are receiving 4K data at the ground site. We're still working on decoding it in the control center.
Houston Station, Sophie and 2.
Sophie, go ahead on 2. Sophie, we caught you right at the start of a handover. Go ahead on 2. We're listening.
All right, so I just linked the pictures for the cables, the Ethernet cables I'm talking from behind the panel node 1 overhead 4. And the pictures are downlinked from SSC17. And I can also read you the extra label that I found on the labels if you're interested to stretch your heads a little bit more on this.
Yes, that would be great. We'll take that extra label information.
The one is called Sierra 1 underscore GLAN 11, Kappa 11. So this is one of two. And the two are within some big bundles, so kind of hard to read, but I could catch these pictures and the names are on the pictures. The names are written. And the second one is Sierra 2 underscore Sierra Papa and P51.
Okay, we copy both of those labels. Thank you very much, and we will get the photos on SSC 17. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Attention. If All-Star Node 516221 becomes too busy to support more connections and you fail to connect, try connecting to Node 516222 instead.
Integrity Houston for 4K. Integrity for 4K, we're still having trouble getting 4K data on the ground. We'd like you to check in 26.4.2902 that the IP address is set correctly on the web page. And correction that, step 3.
Okay, checking step 3.
And integrity correction in step 3, that's the destination address.
Okay, give me the procedure number again.
And Ike, that's 26.4.2902, step 3, we're looking for a destination address of 10.110.1.98.
Okay, Houston, yeah, I apologize for taking so long to get in sync with you. I was actually just looking to see where this procedure would have come up. And so I'm not finding it referenced in either the 4K downlink setup procedure or the 4K downlink test. So that's some feedback for you or direct me to where I've missed it. But now give me the procedure again, and then I'll call you when I'm ready to copy the IP address.
All right, Victor, thanks for that feedback on the procedures. We are just getting in that the ground station is seeing good, clear video from Integrity. Now the problem is somewhere on the ground, and we'll sort it out from here. Thank you.
Okay, I'd still like to go check that setting and not do anything with it, but can I have that procedure?
.2902.26.4.2902.
Okay, copy. Thank you for that. And I am going to look. I will not change anything, but I did not see a reference to this procedure in the previous two activities.
Roger. You should not have to get into this particular procedure for the setup. This is troubleshooting.
Okay, copy. That makes sense. Thank you for that. And just for your awareness, I just set up for the procedure.
Perfect. Thank you. And Terry Houston for the crew. We're going to private up OE2, and flight's going to give you a call here shortly.
Copy. We're switching Houston Integrity on one with the 4K downlink setup. We're curious if we can deconfigure so that we can take some photos with the 35 millimeter lens.
Checking. And Victor, you can take charge of that camera. Integrity Houston, if you can confirm that Christina is complete with her exercise, we will maneuver Integrity back to a nominal tail-to-sun attitude.
She has just stopped right this second.
All right, we'll start our two-minute array damping counter and then maneuver you. And, of course, when we get into our nominal maneuver, you will not have to run the attitude maneuver procedure if there's a loss of comp.
Understood. Thanks, Dan.
Integrity Houston for Victor and Repress Acoustics.
No.
Victor, it's in the procedure, but we really need to make sure when you start the acoustic monitor, please give us a time hack for the Repress Acoustic.
That's right. I forgot to call you. I already restarted. I will do it again and give you a hack. I restarted it about a minute ago.
Copy. Let us know.
Houston Integrity restarting the acoustic monitor for the Repress recording in 3, 2, 1, hack. Recording started.
Got it. Thank you, sir.
You are welcome.
And Integrity, you're back in bias tail to sun.
Okay. Copy that, Stan. Is the vehicle ready for me to start exercise?
We need a couple minutes, Jeremy.
Okay. Just call when I can go.
We will do that. Integrity, Jeremy, you are go for exercise.
Okay, Stan, Jeremy is hopping on now, and I have placed a couple photos in a folder on PCD3 with the GMP date and window inspection for the team.
Copy. We will start getting those down ASAP.
It's an Integrity for exercise video.
Go ahead, Christina.
Hey, Stan, can you say again the instructions for making the LCD screen be off while you're recording video on the D5? We thought we heard you just press the live view button, but that seems to stop the recording as far as we could tell. My recording lasted for about 26 minutes, which was almost the entire duration, and then apparently stopped on its own. So we'd like to implement this for sure for Jeremy.
All right, Christina, that was Capcom's bad words there. I apologize. You will turn off the recording if you turn off live view while you're recording. The actual correct thing to do is to turn off live view in between recording sessions to give the camera a chance to cool down.
Understood. Thank you. We will do that. While I have you, I wanted to note that, unfortunately, I forgot to run the accelerometers during my exercise.
Copy. We appreciate the report.
And Integrity, quick stowage question.
Go ahead with your question.
For the heart rate monitor straps, since we are done with exercise, can we trash those?
Backing. Christina, you can trash those straps.
Attention. If All-Star node 516221 becomes too busy to support more connections and you fail to connect, try connecting to node 516222 instead.
Houston Integrity on one for CDR and MS1. The orthostatic measurements are complete. Move it to step two.
Copy orthostatic. Thank you.
Houston Integrity, I am done exercising, so we'll be transitioning to Victor, but it'll be a few minutes if there's anything you need to do. And then just, we'll have our hearing protection as required, but if you can give us a heads up before the pressure change, that'd be helpful.
And Jeremy, thanks for that. We aren't planning to do anything between the two exercise sections. We were just about to call you. We are inhibiting cabin leak detection for the cabin repress. Your depress edge key will still work, however. Glad to hear about the hearing protection, and we're putting the repress in work shortly.
Okay, thanks.
And Integrity, we expect the first gas introduction in about 5 minutes.
Copy, Stan. Houston Integrity for repress.
Go ahead for repress.
Hey, it feels and sounds like you have started the repress. We're being good with hearing protection, but quite honestly, it's not necessary. It's very quiet in here, even with the repress going on, just for a crew report.
Reed, we haven't actually started the repress yet. Stand by. Three more commands. It may get louder then.
Okay, maybe that's just a routine O2 introduction, but we are definitely pressurizing.
Okay. That is correct. We are doing a little O2 repress right now. We will give you a call before we send that last command.
Copy that. Thanks.
Integrity Houston, we're sending that last command to begin the first repress.
Thanks for that heads up, Stan. Hi, Stan. That's fantastic. First time we've heard anything out of the port side there, and it is not loud at all.
Good to know. Thank you, sir. And Integrity, Reed, with your report that the repress is not loud, hearing protection can be at your discretion.
We have already begun distressing.
That got a good laugh in the control center. Thank you, sir.
Houston Integrity, OIG, Don, end off, and questionnaires are complete for CDR and MS-1.
Copy, OIG complete, thank you. Integrity Houston, flight's going to give you a call again on private around Earth 2.
All right, switch it over. Stan, we're back up with you on 1.
Integrity, entry burn plans are on board, slots 16 and 17.
Okay, we see 16 and 17, and we see 1 and 2 are empty. That is awesome. And what about burn pads for RTC 3 and also for entry?
Checking.
And sorry about that, Stan. We still got to do RTC 2 and 3. We were asking about entry pads. We don't need the burn pads.
Need entry pads in at least a day.
Okay, thanks, Stan.
And Integrity for Reed, an update. We expect entry burn plans with your execute package tomorrow morning.
Okay, great. That aligns a little more with what Flight said this morning in our private conference, so we appreciate that. Awesome. Houston Integrity for exercise.
Go ahead for exercise.
Hey, Stan. Victor Glover is complete with exercise, and with that, we are finished with all exercise for the Artemis II mission, and we just wanted to take a second to applaud the flywheel team. This is a great device. We really enjoyed it in this small cabin. It's perfect, and it gave us a lot of good opportunity to get our heart rate up and also get some great resistance exercise. So we just wanted to shout out a nice thank you. Here we go. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the words and the cheers.
Attention. If All-Star Node 516221 becomes too busy to support more connections and you fail to connect, try connecting to Node 516222 instead.
Houston Integrity for the repress, one note.
Go ahead.
We had called down a couple days ago about our contingency LIO, either the LIO canisters or the bubble wrap expanding in the deep press. Well, everything is back to the right size now, and it all fits back into the stowage area, so that's great news.
Copy. Bubble wrap nominal. Thank you. Integrity Houston for Victor and the extra accelerometer task we discussed at morning DPC. Hey, Victor, just for data correlation on the ground, when you do that 5-minute accelerometer test, please give us a call at the beginning and the end of that 5 minutes.
Will do, and if you want, I can put that in work now.
Victor, we'd love to take that now. Thank you.
Okay, Houston, the accelerometers are coming on in 3, 2, 1, attack. Accelerometers on, 5 minute timer started.
Copy, on for 5 minutes. Thank you.
Houston, shutting down the accelerometers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, off.
Copy, accelerometers off. Thank you, sir. Integrity Houston for timeline look ahead.
Go ahead, Houston.
All right, one more timeline delta with the addition of the leak test for prop. The afternoon news conference, that's your PAO event currently at about MET 3 hours 10, is going to move about an hour to the right. So we'll come up ALS on Madrid. We'll spend about 30 minutes doing prop stuff with you, and then give you 30 minutes to set up the cameras and so forth and start the PAO event after that.
Okay, sounds great.
Integrity Houston, no action on the enabled caution. That's part of our cab press. It should clear on its own soon.
Copy. Thanks, Sam.
Integrity Houston, Jeremy, we see you on camera. And, Jeremy, we see your mouth moving with the handheld mic, but are not receiving audio. And below that, we have you on Building 8 audio. Wilco.
Houston Integrity for images for downlink.
Go ahead, Reed.
Hey, Stan, I put a single photo in a folder entitled For Matthew Dominic to Share with CB on PCD1. If you could get that picture to him, I'd appreciate it.
We will get that crucial piece of imagery to Matthew Dominic.
Okay, excellent. I was trying to reduce the size of it on Goldstone, and it kept corrupting, so hopefully that file itself is not corrupt. It's the NEF. Sorry, it's a little bit larger.
Roger, we'll take a look.
Integrity, this is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
Houston, this is Integrity. We sure are.
Canadian Space Agency, this is Denny from Mission Control Houston. Please call Integrity for a voice check.
We got you loud and clear, Josh. Great to hear your voice. We got Jenny and Capcom, and it's great to have you on board Integrity. Thanks for joining. Premier Mons, un honneur pour nous d'avoir le premier ministre aboard le vaisseau Integrity. Alors, merci beaucoup pour ça. Et pour moi, c'est juste important de communiquer que je suis tellement fier du Canada. C'est le Canada qui a fait le travail de créer cette opportunité d'être ici dans l'espace lointain. Alors, Canada, je suis aussi fier de vous. Also, why don't I pass the word or the mic around a little bit? I think my colleagues would love to say a couple words, and they know a lot about collaboration. You can see we got our flags here together. We're better together, and I'll pass the mic.
Greetings, Prime Minister Carney. I just wanted to say thank you for the amazing hospitality, and we look forward to sharing all of the discoveries and pictures and experiences with the people of Canada when we get back. And I think I'll just say one word about teamwork is willingness. Willingness is a huge ingredient in a successful team.
I'll just add that I flew to the International Space Station in 2014, and before we go up there, we have to go to Montreal to the Canadian Space Agency and do training up there. And it was amazing. In just 1 week of my robotics training up there, I have lifelong friends from Canada, and I am honored to serve alongside Jeremy, Josh, and Jenny, truly the finest astronauts I have ever met.
I completely agree. I love my crewmates' words. I think we're so in agreement on this. And really, the answer to your question in so many ways, we are an example, I hope, of that collaboration, about how when you go together, when you bring in partners and contributors that are all excited about the same mission but have different talents, how you can go so much farther. It may be more complicated, but I think what we've shown time and time again, both in the International Space Station and with this vehicle and this mission, is that the impacts are just so much greater and they're compounded.
Absolutely, sir. I can send Christina to get the SERP right away, but we definitely have it on board. It can make another guest appearance. She'll bring it over. While I have the mic for a second. All right, over to you. Well, I'll start with the wake-up song, and maybe I'll get it from the crew. But my family suggested the one this morning, Under Pressure, and so that's been my favorite so far. How about I go around?
My wife actually replaced one of my songs with a song, Mandisa, Good Morning, and it's just a very pleasant. It was actually really pleasant to wake up to, and so I give her a shout-out, and that was my favorite one.
And I won't quite take responsibility for Pink Pony Club, although it probably is my responsibility. But Tokyo Drifting is a song that my daughters and I listen to every year when we go on our annual vacation to Florida. And so that one meant the most to me.
Yeah, the wake-up songs have been absolute perfection. However, they did cut off Pink Pony Club before the chorus, so I was a little... I really was just singing it all day after that. My song was Sleepyhead because it was after a four-hour nap after being awake for I'm not sure how long, but many, 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 many hours, and I knew that we would need a little backup on that.
All right, and my second favorite song will be on Landing Day, but I'll let you wait to see what that one is. I think it's appropriate for the day. The one more thing you asked about. For youth that are making those decisions, do it in collaboration with others. People will point out when. In this space program, but we assure ourselves we're not going to stay or rest in those failures. We're going to push through them. And so, as you've been leading our country, we know we have to do some things. We have some work to do. We have to be willing to have some failures and be okay with that, but ultimately knowing that we're just going to persist and win in the final calculation. Before you leave us, Prime Minister, I did want to show you this. We have this on board, fine, and when we get back, we'd love to make sure this gets to you. So I wrote your name on the back, well, your title on the back, make sure that it gets to you. Over to you. We love it. We love it, sir. That's great.
Does that change your...
I think it's an excellent question. And, you know, the answer for me... Messy. I think it's an excellent question. And for me personally, it hasn't changed my perspective at all. I've seen some amazing things. The viewpoints and the perspective, I've seen new perspectives, but my perspective on humanity and our place on planet Earth has not changed because I launched with the perspective that I think there is enough for all. The purpose of humanity is joy and lifting one another up, creating together versus destroying. And that's how I launched. And I launched with the expectations. We often say in this crew, we don't want to set expectations, but I launched with the expectation that I would see the proof of it with my own eyes. And I definitely have. And I think that's really reassuring. And I'm glad, we're all glad. We've been just receiving some touching messages up here. Yours was very heartfelt. We felt it up here. And we're glad that we can remind people that we can do better as a human race by lifting one another up and collaborating. Alors, merci pour la question. C'est vraiment important pour nous à penser des choses comme ça. That's another deep question, and I've been to your school. I remember it well. I had a great experience there. I have to release my colleagues back to work because there's no rest up here. There's always a lot to do. So I'm going to send them off, and then I'm going to answer your question. Thanks for joining me. Appreciate it. Victor says he hopes he gets to visit your school as well. And like I was saying to Minister Joly, my perspective hasn't expressly changed, but I do think it's important to reinforce that, well, what I have seen up here has reinforced my perspective. We live on this extraordinary planet Earth, and it is truly out in the void of space. It was really unique to see it from the far side of the moon, to look through the moon and see this three-dimensional moon out in front of you, and like just so oddly, this enormous sphere hanging in space, and we were on the far side of it looking back and seeing planet Earth and then watching planet Earth disappear. We saw the Earth set behind the moon,
And then we waited a little while. We lost contact with Earth, and then to see the Earth rise again and to be able to talk to Jenny back in Mission Control. That is an amazing perspective, and it's something we already know from science, but to see it with your own eyes, wow, seeing is believing. Oh, I love that question. Yeah, I've had many Indigenous elders spend time with me on my travels across the country, and I've always enjoyed it. If I can give you one piece of advice, sit with your elders and ask questions, but listen intently. Every time I've stopped to listen, I learn these amazing things. You've probably seen my mission patch. I have it with me here. I flew with it on my kneeboard, actually. Let me make sure I got it upside right. You've probably seen this. This encompasses a few of the things that I learned from the elders. But when I left the Vision Quest, I had a better understanding of it. And these animals in our patch, in this patch that was created by Anishinaabe artist Henry Guimont from the Turtle Lodge, these animals represent some things that I try to think about every day. My mantra when I wake up is I am just going to try to spend my day walking with these attributes. And so I start with courage, humility, respect, love, honesty, wisdom, and truth. And my crewmates here and one of the instructors that we went on a backpacking expedition with taught us something about being in integrity. It's actually one of the reasons we named our spacecraft Integrity, is because as humans, you are not always in integrity. Sometimes you are in your integrity and sometimes you fall short, but you should strive to be in integrity. And so for me, being in integrity is walking in accordance with these seven sacred laws. And it's just something that helps me guide me through life. Over to you. Hopefully you can still hear me, but humans are always pushing the boundaries, always inventing.
Can you hear this? I want to repeat the question. It was with AI robots.
Yes, I heard the question the first time. Maybe my comm's not getting down. It's interesting to think about. Hopefully you're hearing this. Just interrupt me if you're not. We keep pushing the boundaries of innovation, and there's new technology, and that's great. We can leverage it for our advantages. We can also use it to do harm. And so we just have to strive to keep pushing innovation in ways that helps us collectively live better together. How do missions like Artemis help us? Well, one of the things I love about space exploration is we set really big goals, hard goals, like sending four humans out around the moon. And we have more goals. We're not stopping here. If you think this is neat, it's going to get really exciting in the next number of years. We plan to get back to the surface of the moon. We plan to create a permanent base there on the moon and eventually get to Mars. But what is awesome about when we set these big goals is it puts a focus point on actually getting it done. You know, it's easy to dream about things and create innovations, but when you actually are going to bet your life on something and go out and do it, it really helps bring that innovation cycle all the way around from original thought to scientific understanding to actually development and testing to actually doing. And doing is important. And we in the Artemis program are doing as an international collaboration and flexing one of the most important muscles we have, which is learning how to work better together. Over to you, Josh.
Merci tout le monde. Thank you to all participants. Integrity, we are now resuming operational audio communication.
Thank you, Josh. The crew says thank you.
Integrity.
Houston Integrity for onboard camera.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Just curious if you guys want to stay on board. I know we've got the other PAO event later. Maybe we could just stay on the D5. I don't know if that TS rate of 1300 is too much. I'm not sure if we can lower it. But either way, we're happy to have you on board with this camera, ideally, or we can switch over to the HHP.
We're checking. Jeremy, we'll stay with you on the D5 for another 14 minutes. Then we have a day rate change, and we'll have to drop it.
Thanks, Sam. I'll turn the audio off and then bring it back on board.
Good plan, sir. And we loved your PAO event.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate that.
Integrity Houston for timeline, two items.
We're with you.
All right, first, since we are not doing the docking cam bearing objective anymore, you can wait on docking cam install until just before bedtime, so we don't need it early anymore. Next, the flight director conference coming up here in a minute or two is going to be on open land earth to discuss the valve leak characterization.
And one clarifying question with the docking cam. It sounded like you were just giving us that full length, but if we did want to take it down sooner, that's also okay.
And Christina, sorry, bad words. All we really mean is plug it in sometime before bed. You understand it's already installed.
Yep, and I messed that up too. Yep, we are talking about the power. That's the commodity here, and sounds like we can do it whenever. Appreciate it.
Good words.
Integrity Houston, Orion to Earth 1 for conference.
Hey, we're with you, Jeff. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, guys, we're going to talk through the steps that we're going to do in the prop characterization. The overall big picture, what we're trying to do is really understand whether we have a leak on AUX branch 1 and if we do, exactly what that leak rate is. So the first thing we're going to do is get all of our caution warning and our fitter back in the right configuration to be able to do a flush on that AUX branch. We're going to do that from the ground, and you guys will be able to see that on the prop Ohms Plus X display. And so after we do that, we're going to be left in the configuration with the latch valve open. And, of course, there's two solenoid valves, which are not on your display. They're still closed. And those are the ones that we're going to see if there's leakage across. So we're checking for leakage from the helium tank into that AUX tank that's downstream. That's what we're trying to see. Okay, a couple of criteria that we have for stopping this test. If we see the fitter kick off, actually detect the leak again, of course it'll close the latch valve, and that will terminate this test with no action from either you guys or us. The other things we're looking for are if we get a pressure in the AUX tank upwards of 274 PSIA, then we're going to command the latch valve closed. I don't expect that the ground or the crew would need to do this. We do expect the fitter to take action first, but we want to make sure that if for some reason we have a leak that's bigger than we expect, that we close that latch valve before we get to the 274 PSI in the tank. Let's see, Integrity, we've got 30 seconds to a data rate change, and then we'll see you on the other side.
We copy all that. Let me just read a little bit back to you. For the phase that they ran, if we want to go back to OP plus X, we can. And the valve in particular we're talking about is the AUX helium isolation valve, top stop 3 on that page. That's the only answer we have because we don't have the PCA. That's string 1.
Any other.
And any time we see it get above 270 PSIA, and the fitter has not worked, and ground commanding has not worked, or we're LOS, we will command tab stop 3 to close. PSIA, and the fitter has not worked, and ground commanding has not worked, or we're LOS, we will command tab stop 3 to close. Houston Integrity, comp check.
Integrity Houston, back with you after the data rate change handover.
Yes, Jeff. Did you hear our response or not?
Let's see. We copied you talking about what we would take action on, the helium isolation valve, tab stop number 3, and closing that. And you gave us a summary that we expect the fitter to actuate first, and if it doesn't, then either the ground or you guys will take action. Ideally, we would command from the ground first, but, of course, if we're LOS unexpectedly, then you guys will take action to close that valve to isolate AUX branch 1.
Yep, that all sounds absolutely perfect. We will leave you all as prime for this, prime for commanding, prime for the test. We'll just monitor as you all go. And then if we're LOS and I try to close Oxelia Micelle 1 and the valve for some reason is not commandable, I would just assume my next step would be secure prop for SMRCS.
Yeah, and read negative, that's actually not going to solve the issue if we do that. If for some reason this latching valve is unsuccessful, our next step is going to be having to go down the route of actuating the pyro valve and ensuring that we have a physical isolation on this branch one. I will tell you, we don't expect to get to that, but part of the reason we're ensuring that we're doing this with COM, with the vehicle, is that multi-failure case.
Okay, awesome. We see that pyro valve. I know we won't get to that point, but we see it on SMPMT, so just good to know that that is there. But I know, don't worry, we're not going to go anywhere near that.
Copy. We appreciate that. That's all I had for you. We are going into an hour-long forward LOS here, and then we'll pick up with the prop actions on the other side, and then we'll get you guys to your PAO event. Happy to take any other questions you guys have.
All right, Jeff, that all sounds great. We have no questions on that. And if we're going to wrap, Jeremy is going to call Stan with a generic question.
Integrity, Capcom's ready for your question.
Okay, Stan, I'm just looking ahead at the Eclipse Wall closeout panel activity, which is flexible. I'd like to step into it soon. I'm looking at the fastener you've chosen in the procedure, and that is definitely not the most convenient one. I can do that one if required. But going up that same row of fasteners, three fasteners higher, so second from the top, fourth from the, I guess third from the bottom, fourth from the bottom would be easier.
Jeremy, copy, we're checking. All right, Jeremy.
Actually, maybe one go back. As I read further while I'm waiting for you, I see that it is the highest loaded fastener on panel 6. So we don't want to miss the opportunity to demonstrate that we could get the highest loaded fastener out. So I'm fine. It is accessible. It was just not as convenient.
Jeremy, to channel JFK, we picked that fastener not because it was easy, but because it was hard.
Oh, now you're talking to us. Okay. It will be fastener A.
Thanks, Jeremy. Integrity Houston, cabin repress is complete, 14-7, and we'll stay that way for the rest of the mission.
Stan, we definitely appreciate that, and you should probably just carry a note forward for future Artemis missions. If you do a large repress like that, there are certain things, such as CCUs, that collapse pretty significantly during that, no damage, but there are some things we probably would want to vent along the way as we come back in pressure.
Received loud and clear, Reed. We'll take that note. Integrity Houston on one. We're about a minute out from our hour-long forward link LOS. During that time, there's about an 11-minute return link LOS. Except for those 11 minutes, we'll be watching and listening, but can't call back.
Okay, Stan, anything that we see, we'll call in the blind. Otherwise, have a great little break.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Houston Integrity, call in the blind from a Helper, and just doing a test for the Helper noise reduction flexible activity. It actually worked really well. We have three crew members on Helpers, one in the toilet, and we're using the Bluetooth feature to talk between them, and they sound really good. Voice canceling makes them very quiet, and then talking to each other with push-to-talk on the headsets.
Houston Integrity OE1 in the blind, comm check using the Peltor headset on the seat to umbilical, MET7232.
Integrity Houston for a comm check.
We have you loud and clear. How us?
We have you the same. Thanks, Christina. And your calls in the blind on the Peltors came down super crispy. They were loud and clear.
Great to know. Thank you.
And Integrity, Houston's on board with you, and we have you loud and clear.
but the PAO event has been delayed by 1 hour so that we can support this prop characterization test. Happy thumbs up.
Yep, that's right. We're just on autopilot. What's just following Optimus there on my, I am, and okay, we'll just stay streaming if you want it, and then we'll be ready for PAO in an hour.
No worries. We'll happily hang out on board with you, and we'll continue our preparation work for that characterization test down here. Thanks. Integrity Houston, we are taking our initial steps for this characterization test. We will let you know in advance of the flush in which we will be opening that aux helium iso valve 1, and at that point we would need you in place at the DUs. We'll let you know.
Great, Jenny. We'll be ready.
Integrity Houston, I thought we just caught an ActiWatch sync. If I had my own, I'd sync it with you.
100%, Jenny Gibbons.
Glad that's still alive. Good job, guys.
Houston Integrity for a PAO message that I recorded earlier.
Go ahead.
Maybe this is two items. First is a question that I think you'll be able to answer in a few minutes, which is I had an activity on my timeline to record a PAO message this morning. Let me see if I can figure out which one that is. It was my MET 2145 PAO recording. If it is, does that need to be downlinked or does that just need to live on my iPhone?
We'll get it after the mission read.
Okay, and then an interesting nuance on the iPhones that maybe someone down there can think about. This is definitely the least urgent question you're going to get this entire mission is, when we plug them into PCDs to pull a photo or a video over, we don't have any rhyme or reason yet, but sometimes it takes like 12 or 18 hours maybe for the picture or the video we just took to actually show up. All the other stuff shows up, but new stuff does not show up on that PCD for a long time. It's almost like it's using a cache or something, and it's just not going in and looking on the phone for new pictures. This is a very weird phenomenon. If anybody has an aha moment down there, we'd love to hear it.
All right. We'll take some time to think about that one. But as you say, low priority. Thank you.
Houston Integrity for Oxone.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm not sure if you just said you're busy or not as busy right now. We're trying to start thinking about entry prep, and we want to know, are we going to change out Oxone one more time in the toilet or not?
Yep, Reed, good question. We will want fresh Oxone tomorrow, so you will do that Oxone change out or tomorrow.
Houston Integrity for stowage.
Oh.
Hey, Jenny, as we move a few things around over the next half an hour, are you guys okay if we call individual things down, or is that going to clobber your headspace down there?
We can absolutely take whatever you want to call down with respect to stowage.
All right, Houston, one quick one. We have an Oxone inlet filter serial number 1031 that we are going to stow in CTB Bravo 3 small, just to get it out of the way.
Copy, Reed. Which CTB in Bravo 3 small? We believe there are two.
And I'm sorry, that is going to go into Bravo 2, the small one underneath C1.
We copy, thanks. Data rate change in 30 seconds. Integrity Houston for contingency urine stowage bag dump.
All right, Jenny.
Hey, Reed, wanted to let you know that message 3.8.6 is on board with a procedure to dump urine from the contingency urine stowage bag. We've verified that you can complete this anytime today, and the heaters are configured for the dump. That's step 1.1 is complete.
Hey, Jenny, thanks for the call. I haven't reported that there's more urine in there. I think we're in about probably 1,200 mils at this point. Will that volume affect the call you just made?
No issues, Christina. We appreciate you letting us know, but you are go to dump that amount.
Okay, thanks. And understand I'll be able to, if it desired to land with that bag empty, I will be able to dump on entry day as well.
AFIRM.
Awesome. And this reminds me, will we be dumping the water that we got in the other CWC?
Nope, Christina, we won't be dumping that. We don't want to risk any freezing. We'll be landing with that water in the bag.
Okay, makes sense. Thank you.
And Jenny, quick question. Any chance that Mike and I can do the flywheel closeout 28.3.112 now as a little bit of a get ahead?
Absolutely, here go.
We all just had that weird vibe of backing up if we were getting sad.
Oh, we feel it too, but we'll be happy to have you back.
Houston Integrity for stowage.
Go.
And I have two 12x12 Ziplocs of uneaten food. I'm wondering if I can stow them under the headrest in that locker we were talking about, Bravo 1. No, sorry, Bravo 2.
Jeremy, we actually prefer that that be temp stowed for now. We will have the full repack plan for you tomorrow morning during cabin config, and we'll have a place for that.
Okay, we'll temp stow it.
Thanks.
And Jenny, is it okay if we put flywheel tools into bag 10, or do you need flywheel tools back into bag 16?
Checking. Reed, we have an answer for you. We would prefer them stowed in bag 16 because we'll be using them again for the docking camera bracket ops.
Okay, into 16 they go, and with that, I'm happy to report that 28.3.112 is complete, and if you could let Victor know, in Building 5, his favorite green card did not manifest on this flight. We did not lose the shaft lock pin. Thank you, Christina. Has one thing for you.
We love it. Thank you.
And Jenny, with your last call, I realized that we're very eager to obviously start getting ahead on any packing we can. We haven't been reporting FOB deploys. Do you guys need to know that, or are there any other things that you have question marks about? Because I just want to make sure that when we get that, y'all are, you know, have the right information to get that packing plan good.
Checking. Christina, at 5:45 today on your timeline, you have a consumables check, which the intent of that was to report on those items. We can take it earlier if you're ready.
Awesome. Let me have a look, and we'll let you know if we have anything we can tee up for you now. Otherwise, we'll wait for it as scheduled.
That sounds great, and Victor's spinning is making us giggle. It's really spectacular. Integrity crew, Houston, we are ready for the prop SM aux branch 1 flush and pressurization. We'll have at least one crew member at the DU. And let me know when you're ready for more information.
We're ready.
All right, Christina, some additional information for you. That tank pressure limit of 274 PSI will also ring an enabled caution if it's reached. And that caution is SM aux tank P high. That'll be another indication that we'll both be racing to close that aux helium ISO 1 valve.
Understand all.
Okay, do you have any more questions before we get started?
Okay, we are ready.
Copy. We'll put it in work now. Integrity crew, prep has completed the initial flush. We are continuing with steps following the flush. That valve is open, and things are looking good so far.
Copy, and we'll stay at the DUs. Follow along.
Thank you.
Houston Integrity PCD 2 for the Actigraph.
We copy. Integrity crew, we are now past the most dynamic part of this prop characterization test, and we are in a stable config. So we'll keep monitoring the state of the SM aux branch 1 from the ground with Fitter backing us up, of course. You are released to go about your business. Of course, understanding that if that caution rings, you know what to do. With that, we are just under 13 minutes from the PAO event, and we will take a scene and voice check at any time. Thanks.
We copy all. Thanks. See you on the camera in 13. Lined up for PAO. You do have us on camera now.
Affirm. We got you on camera. Just missing the scene and voice check. Thanks. And we got a good scene and voice. I think everything's looking and sounding right. Thanks, Victor. And one go back for you guys. It looks like that America 250 flag came dislodged a little bit or slipped down. If we could get that put back up, we'd appreciate it. Otherwise, all good. Looks good, Victor. Thanks.
And Houston Integrity, just want to check we're at the lowest fan speed allowable.
Jeremy, good check. We can go 1,000 RPM lower if you want.
If it's all you got.
All right. It's in work. Integrity, this is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
I'm in Integrity. We are ready for the event.
NASA Public Affairs Office, please call Integrity for a voice check.
Hey, Courtney, we hear you, but you are very low. Courtney, we have you loud and clear in Integrity.
Marcia, it was a powerful moment up here as well. We, my crewmates approached me when we were at Kennedy in quarantine, and they said, hey, the three of them had talked, and they would like to do this. And that was an emotional moment for me. And I just thought that was just a total treasure that they had thought through this and they had offered this. And I said, absolutely, I would love that. I think that's just the best. And I said, but I can't give the speech. I can't give the talk. And Jeremy, the kind of guy he is, he said he would do it. And it was getting emotional there. And I think when Jeremy called Carol's name, C-A-R-R-O-L-L, I think for me, that's when I was overwhelmed with emotion. And I looked over and Christina was crying. I put my hand down on Jeremy's hand as he was still talking. It was right there on that rail. And I could just tell he was trembling, and we all pretty much broke down right there. And just for me personally, that was kind of the pinnacle moment of the mission for me. That was, I think, where the four of us were the most forged, the most bonded, and we came out of that really focused on that day ahead. I think that was a very caging moment for the four of us. Thank you for that question, and it was a great moment.
I had an opportunity earlier to answer this question from my own perspective, and we have seen just some extraordinary things that I thought we might see. They looked similar to what I thought they might look like, and other things that I just had never even imagined. And those were different perspectives that we saw these things from, but I have to say, it hasn't changed my perspective or the perspective that I launched with. But the perspective I launched with was that we live on a fragile planet in the vacuum, in the void of space. We know this from science. We're very fortunate to live on planet Earth. And the other perspective that I've sort of learned from others through life is that they're, you know, our purpose on the planet as humans is to find joy, to find the joy in lifting each other up, like creating solutions together instead of destroying. And when you see it from out here, it doesn't change it. It just absolutely reaffirms that. It's almost like seeing living proof of it.
You know, it started off sounding like an easy question for me to answer, and then it got really big. But I guess the entry thing, I'll be honest and say, I've actually been thinking about entry since April 3rd, 2023, when we got assigned to this mission. And one of the first press conferences we were asked, what are we looking forward to? And I said, splashdown. And it's kind of humorous, but it's literal as well, that we have to get back. There's so much data that you've seen already, but all the good stuff is coming back with us. There's so many more pictures, so many more stories. And, gosh, I haven't even begun to process what we've been through. We still got two more days, and riding a fireball through the atmosphere is profound as well. So I have to answer that question later. I'm not sure, but I can tell you it's a lot. And lifelong memories. I'm going to be thinking about and talking about all of these things for the rest of my life for sure.
Well, when I think about the Artemis program in general, we've already seen some investments in pushing robotic technology forward for deep space that we're going to see put to good use in one way or another. And this is the beauty of this program. It brings an international collaboration, sets big goals, and doesn't just talk about them, but goes after them and gets it done. We're going to need the advances in robotics. It
It's really hard out here. It's we're a long way from home. We've been learning the entire journey. We've been watching Mission Control learn, do a lot of testing on the ground, but your final test is when you get this hardware to space, and it's a doozy. And our team has just performed. They've just knocked it out of the park. But it doesn't mean it might look easy from the outside. We can tell they are working so hard on the ground to do this, and we really appreciate them. And so when we get, you know, these next generation robotics on the surface of the moon and out in deep space, there's going to be some challenges. There's going to be some failures along the way, and there's going to be some learning that happens. On the personal note, yes, I had some videos from all of my family, my three children, Devin, Ashley, and Caitlin, and my wife, Catherine. And when you're out in deep space by the moon and you are listening to a video they recorded for you before you launch, that's something.
Well, I love this question because part of our ethos as a crew and our values from the very beginning were that this is a relay race. In fact, we have batons that we bought to symbolize physically that. We plan to hand them to the next crew, and every single thing that we do is with them in mind. Oftentimes, it's actually easier in human spaceflight, especially on a first mission, to accept some of the things that aren't working quite right or the operational workarounds. And we have actually been diligent to try to fix everything. And we're always thinking from the perspective of what is the next crew going to think about this? How will this help them to succeed? So manual piloting the vehicle, making sure that the procedures and the processes for making everything work are all as they should be. Then there's the human side of it. How are our provisions? How are our food? How is the human system working in here? Taking the time to do all of the developmental flight test objectives that have been scheduled. So both in the vehicle and all in the last 3 years, we've really just worked to make sure that they are set up for success. And that's the all of the teams, not just the crew, but the flight control teams, the mission engineering rooms, the launch teams, everyone. We've done our best to bring folks together and to make sure that we can be the best we can be. Obviously, just testing, putting humans in this vehicle is the easy thing to see, and we hope that we've capitalized on that and made it as much as it can be for our time here.
The whole mission, but, you know, we saw really amazing simulations made by our lunar science team about what the eclipse would look like when the moon was, you know, 30, 35 times bigger than the sun. But seeing that,
we lost your video and handheld mic audio stream. We are troubleshooting.
All right, Jenny, we see the issue, and we're correcting it. We'll probably need about 30 seconds, and then we should be streaming again.
Copy. Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, comm check. How about now? Are we back with you?
And, Jenny, how much of Victor's answer did you hear?
Yeah, we have you back, video, and the handheld mic seems to be back up, too, and Victor should repeat his answer. Over to PAO.
Okay. The thing that we saw that really surprised me the most is we trained to view the eclipse from the far side of the moon. Or after going beyond the far side of the moon, we saw great simulations made by our lunar science team. But when that actually happened, it just blew us all away. I mean, you heard the reaction real time. But it was the fact that we trained for it, and it almost was a thing that we were, I don't want to say unhappy about, but launching on April 1st meant the far side wasn't as illuminated as we were hoping. And so, you know, that thing seemed to be a consolation, and it was one of the greatest gifts of that part of the mission.
Wow, we have loved living in Orion, and in fact, we've all said that sometimes you can forget where you really are because we're in this small space that just gives us everything we need. But the answer to your question is yes, it is bigger in microgravity, and yes, we are bumping into each other 100% of the time. A phrase that you often hear in the cabin is, don't move your foot, I'm just going to reach for something right under it. Or, you know, can I get there? And my goal is to get over there. And we're constantly moving around, whether it's to complete a task, to just eat, you know, to look out the window, to take a picture. Everything we do in here is a four-person activity. but it's also really fun.
One being 3,500 miles from it. I mean, it was so big, and now it wasn't an image on a screen, but it was all of the things we had talked about in training, the terrain, how you can see features based on how high they are above the surface and how low things were. And there were holes that, you know, craters that appeared to just be endless, bottomless pits, and then peaks that seemed to be, I couldn't tell how high, but you could just really get a sense of the relief down on the surface. And to look down on it from so close was, or over at it from so close was just, it's hard to describe. When you are in an airplane flying back past, you know, Flagstaff, you're looking out the window trying to, you know, identify a meteor crater or looking out trying to find the Grand Canyon. And this was the same thing. But imagine if you had seen Meteor Crater or the Grand Canyon for the first time.
Thank you for this question. I'm going to answer it a little bit differently than it was asked, but I'll get there in a second. But we have had a chance, the four of us, we've had two opportunities each to have very brief video chats with our families. And I will tell you, first of all, the four of us are now forged in a friendship that is very unique, and we will cherish this bond that we share for the rest of our lives. And then one of the neatest things being a crewmate on this spacecraft has been is not being in the family conference, but hearing your crewmates giggling and crying and just gasping and listening and loving their families from afar. Family is so important to all four of us, and that has been amazing. And when I got to talk to my daughters, Ellie and Katie, for the first time, like, I just couldn't even speak. I was just so overjoyed. I was crying. I mean, it is an amazing experience. But what also came from that is really our source of news on planet Earth. And those family members have been our source of how the mission is going from the public perspective. Obviously, they're all biased, although most of our kids are teenagers, so maybe they're not quite that biased, but they're biased. But what we had really hoped, and we said it a lot before, I mean, we really are here to serve NASA, to serve our two nations, Canadian Space Agency, NASA, and the international community, and we're here to serve for Artemis 3. But what we really hoped in our soul is that we could, for just a moment, have the world pause and remember that this is a beautiful planet in a very special place in our universe, and we should all cherish what we have been gifted. And I think for the folks that decided to tune in, and it sounds like it was quite a few, this has happened. And for that, we are eternally grateful. Well, Courtney's running this press conference, and she knows I always speak the truth, sometimes with a little bit of embellishment. But I will tell you exactly as it went. When we watched that Earth eclipse behind the moon, I'm actually getting chills right now. Just think about, my palms are sweating. But it is amazing to watch your home planet disappear behind the moon. You could see the atmosphere. You could actually see the terrain in the moon projected across the Earth as the Earth was eclipsing behind the moon. It was really, it was just an unbelievable sight. And then it was gone. It was out of sight. And we took a moment here. We had a lot of scientific work to do right there. That was probably the most critical lunar observations for our geology team. But the four of us took a moment, shared maple cookies that Jeremy had brought, and we took about 3 or 4 minutes just as a crew to really reflect on where we were. And then it was right back into the science. And it is a surreal feeling, but we had a lot of work to do too. And I think that kept our focus. And so it's only come like later, and we still haven't even begun to reflect on this mission. We had a little bit of a light work day yesterday, and we were starting to journal and reflect a little bit. And there's a lot that our brains have to process. Human minds should not go through what these just went through. And it is a true gift. And we have a lot that we just need to think about and journal and write. And then we'll get the full feeling of what we just went through.
Well, thank you for that question. I will miss this camaraderie. I will miss being this close with this many people and having a common purpose, a common mission, getting to work on it hard at heart every day across hundreds of thousands of miles with the team on the ground. This sense of teamwork is something that you don't usually get, like, as an adult. I mean, we are close, like, brothers and sisters. 100%. And that is a privilege we will never have again. I have to say, I don't think there's anything I would say I won't miss or that I'm just ready to be over, because this whole thing is a package. We can't explore deeper unless we are doing a few things that are inconvenient, unless we're making a few sacrifices, unless we're taking a few risks. and those things are all worth it.
It was great hearing your voice again, Courtney. Take care.
Thank you to all the participants. Integrity, we are now resuming operational audio communications.
Houston, Integrity for a quick, kind of a PAO item, but more of a item for the folks in the control room there.
Go ahead.
Do you have our video still?
We do.
Not sure if it made it in the handover, but this morning we were asked to go unpack a very special item, and we just wanted to we wanted to share it in that PO event, and we just didn't get an opportunity to do so. So we're going to share it with you all because we need to share this. Like this has to be shared, right? So in Victor's hands here is the Apollo 18 flag that the agency asked to have put on board Artemis 2 so that it could take its rightful trip around the moon. And the four of us are just honored to have this here. We're honored that it is in our presence. And we are honored to carry the torch from Apollo through Skylab, through the space shuttle, through our beloved International Space Station, and now back further than humans have ever gone around the far side of the moon, home back to Houston. So we just wanted to share this with you because it needed to be shared. Thanks.
Carrying the torch indeed. Thank you for sharing it with us and the world, and we'll look forward to welcoming you and that flag back to Houston shortly. And Integrity crew, we have a quick follow-up question from that PAO event. We would love to know what you did to fix the stream when it briefly went out.
And we believe the battery died in the D5, and I set up the downlink, and I believe I saw two segments on the battery, so I'm not sure. I also saw another interesting signature on the microphone receiver. There is a red LED that says low battery, but it had three full segments. So I'm not sure if there's something else going on. We believe it was a battery dying. We switched the battery, turned the camera back on, went live view, and you got the audio and video back.
I want to add, Jenny, that definitely for future Artemis missions, using the D5 on live view is probably not the ideal format. I think we knew that going into this, and we were just making it happen. But it is, these cameras get hot. They're chewing up batteries, and it's probably not the ideal source. It works, of course, great. We're very happy that we have this capability.
Yeah, we're tracking, and we could definitely see that. Thanks for letting us know.
Jenny, a follow-on question for timeline. I see a Nat Geo card swap on my timeline around now, and I also had one earlier today at 6:20:30. I don't know if I have the one I'm on now or the earlier one, but did we indeed want two times to switch the Nat Geo card today?
We're checking for you, Christina.
Hey, Jenny, one other thing is we've been having issues with our exercise recordings, and the initial thoughts are maybe it's the camera overheating. Again, I thought the battery was good enough to go through a PAO event, so maybe this is another instance of that. We did not turn it back on to see what the battery was. We just changed the battery and restarted it, but that's also a possible reason.
All right, we copy. Good to know.
Jenny, I have a question on the prop.smrcs page. When you have a second.
Go ahead.
I am on prop.smrcs. The pressures look great, but I'm getting a weird signature on the helium high pressure crossover pyro on the ox to fuel safe and the fuel to ox safe valves. Every once in a while, they'll pop up and either say error or armed, and then they go back to safe. Are y'all seeing that telemetry on the ground?
Reed, thanks for calling that down. We are not seeing that, so we will think about it a little bit more. I do have some results from that prop characterization test when you're ready.
And now Victor's come over to the displays, and he has been looking at these pretty intensely since we were on the launch pad. He said this is not a new signature that this has been occurring since since launch day. So basically since post-ascent, he has been seeing this similar signature. So he's just going to take a little video of it on his iPhone, and we'll get it to you later. So I'm a little bit less concerned about that now that he's been seeing it for a while. And then go ahead with the test.
Okay, copy. That certainly helps. Regarding the characterization test that we just initiated, we've noticed that on the SM aux branch 1, it has an increasing pressurization of the aux tank at a rate of 0.5 psi per hour. This is really the same behavior that we witnessed around TLI, and at this rate, we will hit the limit we set of 2 psi of pressure raise in 4 hours at 0800 MET right before your sleep. At that point, we will close that ISIL valve again, and that'll be the completion of the test. So we got some really good data that we will take back to the MMT.
That's outstanding. I am so glad you all decided to go chase us down and get the data that'll help out the future missions and help us correlate our pre-flight testing. So we are happy to be a part of that, and that all sounds great.
We really appreciate the willingness to help. Thanks, crew. Christina Houston, for that NEO card swap, we would like you to complete that, understanding it's the second one of the day, and it's to get us ready for tomorrow. Happy thumbs up.
Houston Integrity, Jenny, any chance I can start the umbilical cabin demo now? I'm happy to wait until timeline.
Reed, yes, you can begin that activity. And Reed, you can give me a thumbs up with this call. In step 2.1 of that procedure, we still will need to give you that MCC go. We need some configuration to complete on our side. Happy thumbs up. Integrity Houston for cabin fan RPM preference.
Go ahead,
hey, Jeremy. Right now, your cabin fan is set to 7,000 RPM. At sleep, we normally set it for 8,000 RPM, but we can leave it where it is or even go down another 2,000 RPM in addition. We'd like to know your preference.
Okay, Jenny. We'll just go with what you've been doing nominally for sleep, so you can change it at that time to what you've had last night.
We'll go.
And Houston, just letting you know, for the umbilical cabin ventilation task, we are holding in step 2.1. For your go.
Copy. We'll let you know when you can continue. Integrity crew, you are go to continue in the umbilical procedure.
Copy. Houston Integrity for umbilical cabin ventilation.
Go ahead.
We are on step 2.3, and we have good airflow out of the seat 2 air umbilical.
Copy, Reed. That is a great demo. Thanks for reporting the results. We are go for you to deconfigure when you're ready in step 3.
Okay, picking up in step 3. Houston Integrity for umbilical cabin ventilation. One comment.
Go ahead.
First, we're deconfiguration complete. I did a good FOD inspection. Everything looks really good. I would say if we are going to use the wire tie on the air umbilical, if this is a deep contingency, then that's an appropriate path forward. But if this is ever expected to be used during a mission, I would highly recommend we get some milled aluminum that creates a compression over that air umbilical. The zip tie, the plastic on that anodized aluminum of the air umbilical is extremely slippery, and I think we would very quickly just knock that zip tie off if the four of us were trying to maneuver around in a radiation shelter.
Copy. Thanks for the data.
Houston, we're going to terminate your video feed for a minute. We just need to pull some cables out.
Copy. Integrity crew, when you are able, could you give us an indicator or an indication if you are bumping up against or touching the smoke detector in any way when you're over in that area of the cabin?
I think MCC reported some erroneous data yesterday. Maybe that's happening again. We had a towel over there, but we don't think we're bumping into it. Give us a couple more seconds because we need to grab a few more pictures, and then we'll try to get away from it for a minute.
We don't have any concern. You guys can stay over there. Keep taking your photos. We're just curious. Continue.
All right. Sounds good, Jenny. Yeah, we caught a view of Earth in window 1, and now we're completely distracted for a little bit. You guys are looking great.
Thanks.
Yeah, we love that. We were just noticing, it's really cool, actually, in the data that ECOM see, they're seeing an indication on the smoke detector, and they think it's when the flash goes off. So we're just curious. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting.
Wow, thank you for showing us that. That is so cool. We look like we're smiling at you, like a little Cheshire cat.
Yeah, that is exactly the same comment that we made, and that's why we put Victor beside it for his smile, and took a picture of him there, and his smile is as bright as your smile.
I believe it. Thank you.
Sunny 16, we need to take a picture of a happy Ike.
Now Ecom is as happy as the earth.
And Houston, you're seeing a little bit of a CCU dump yourselves, Crescent Earth, and a solar array. So it's a pretty sweet view out window one right now. And I'll move over to the other window so you can see the full scale dump in a second. I know you've seen it before with the vacuum.
This is great. We look great together. We see the blizzard. Cool. Thank you. Integrity, that was really cool. We are curious on the quantity of that. Was that the full bag that you're dumping, or is that a CCU?
That was a single CCU, well hydrated.
Very impressive. Good job. And Integrity crew, your email sync is complete, so you can go back hands-on email. But for Reed, we're looking for around 20 minutes. To clean up from a power cycle on your PCD. Not urgent. Let us know when a good time is.
If you need my PCD, you can go on it now, please.
All right. We'll put it in work. 20 minutes. We'll let you know when we're complete.
Houston Integrity, RHC still is complete.
Copy.
Houston Integrity for consumables.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jenny. Our remaining food bobs is about 5.5. Our canisters, 2 full, and we expect we will fill one more, and then we expect we will come home with an empty one per the timeline and procedures listed there. And then we have packed 9 trash bags, and we also have other trash in the trash JSDs, like packaging material or used clothing. Any questions?
Good data. Thank you, Christina. Ivy is wondering how many future trash bags you will have.
Jenny, I'll estimate 4 more, and we will need another recommended location to stow them. We are filled in our 3 dedicated trash bags at this time.
All right, we copy. Thank you, Christina. We will have a new location for you shortly. And while I have you, I have 2 questions for you. First of all, we'd love to know whether you had a chance to dump the contingency urine bag.
No, I figured I would do that later when I could use the camera that's streaming the cabin video to record a video of it, and that is because earlier today, I think on the previous orbit shift, we attempted to get a video of it, but it just so happened that the sun was out that window, and so the video was totally washed out. I thought I'd get you guys a nice video, but can you let me know if there's a timeline on that?
That sounds like a good plan for us, Christina. We just need it done before sleep today, so it's not done during the ranging pass tomorrow. So we like your plan. And then one more question for you. Tonight we need to, or we are planning to, reformat the cab cams. And when we do that, the little LEDs on those cameras will light up. We aren't recording or streaming, but we'd like to know if that would bother you, and if so, we will wave it off until crew wake.
Doesn't bother us at all. And I did have a question just for understanding on the dump. I thought that this dump would just be kind of like any CCU dump in terms of when it was allowed to happen. So are you telling me that there's a time period tomorrow where we will be no dumps allowed?
Checking. And Christina, that's a negative. The CCUs will be go tomorrow. We just want to get this larger dump done today so that when we do ranging tomorrow, we can incorporate any perturbations that might be caused by the larger dump today.
Okay, copy that. I think we just wanted to make sure that you understand that all of our, I mean, you know, you got four people, and that is a lot. So, but understand, and we want the big one out the door early, and I will take care of that tonight.
Thanks. We appreciate it. Integrity crew, also want to let you know that your flight director conference this evening will be on VC if you would like some video with your friend Jeff.
And Jenny, I have some more consumables info for you from the consumables cue card as well as AGA readings when you're ready. And we are dialing for the PSC.
Ready for both.
Thank you. Okay, for can I just report row numbers by letter?
We'll take letter and then number, yes.
Great. Row A, we have 3 packages remaining in stowage. Row B, 1. Row C, 3. Delta, 29. Echo, 1. Foxtrot, 1. Golf, 9. Hotel, 10. India, I think that's been reported elsewhere, so I won't interpret the 2x2 graph there. And 1 go back on line Echo. Although I said 1 remaining, we actually have 3 remaining unopened. It's just they were marked deployed because they were put in the hygiene bay, but we will need to find a spot to stow those.
We got it all, Christina. Thank you. Ready for AGA.
Yes, ma'am. CO2, 2.3. Oxygen, 21.8. 75.8 degrees and 14.65 PSIA.
Beautiful. Thank you, Christina. And one more note for you. PCD1 is go for use. Thanks.
Reed responds, quote, woohoo!
Copy.
You guys coming over Orion to Earth.
Integrity crew, Houston, OE2 is privatized for Victor's crew preference conference.
Hey, I'm simulcasting on OE1 and 2. We are on for the crew preference conference. Switching over to OE2.
Copy.